dyslexic. Solid means we're good to go.
I got a text message.
And it looks like we got both mics.
He just called you a LARP, man. That's ridiculous.
If you want to shut off your phone.
I wouldn't take that from you.
It's not a sound. I think sound effects would be cool.
It's not really a formal podcast, so you don't have to. All right, so welcome, everybody. This is Bad Blood Session 2. Little recap of last time. We have Jose Dynamo, or Jose Dynamo.
Jose Dynamo.
Jose Dynamo, host of the paranormal investigation show Spirit Quest.
You're going around too much.
His cameraman and quirky assistant, Frosty.
That's right.
Just go around once for each quadrant.
His arch nemesis, Jeffrey Alexander. His nemesis' assistant, Rodolfo, Voltic Rodolfo Strand. And their producer,
each quadrant at the vehicle,
Joey McNabb, have descended upon Withering Fall, South Carolina, to investigate the Chatham Mansion, where hauntings have been supposedly reported. Representing the owner of the supposedly haunted Chatham Mansion is Andrew McNamara, Chris, Willow Bainbridge's lawyer. So far, what you guys have accomplished...
I don't get it yet.
You've met with Willow. She took you on a tour of the house, showed you three supposedly haunted places where people have had supernatural occurrences happen to them, supernatural encounters. That's right. The tagline of Spirit Quest is haunted until proven otherwise.
Yep, haunted until proven otherwise.
So correct me if I miss one. It was the upstairs landing, the upstairs den.
We got the upstairs... Den.
One of the master bedrooms.
Yep.
And the
kitchen.
Yeah.
Yep. That's where I made the little ghosts.
What about the stable?
Oh, where did you put
Patrick? That's right, and the carriage house.
Oh, I did?
Yeah, the carriage house.
The carriage house.
I made the same ghost.
The kids, the daughter's room? There's no... We have...
They didn't say the other person...
The daughter died there, right?
Yeah. The daughter died.
Yeah, and...
Kitchen was the hemophiliac one, right?
Yeah,
right.
That was the wife.
The wife, okay.
And I think this was Lionel, right? Because this used to be Lionel's bedroom over here.
Right.
And I guess collapsed in that spot, or she heard grinding and then fainted. And when what used to be Maggie's room, people say they were awakened at night by a child's laughter. In the kitchen, the chef was saying that spices and ingredients would move and things would get, like, knocked off the shelves. Yeah. Under the basement, there's a secret room.
Yes. Alex did some research.
What are the horse stables?
He found out that there was a secret room in the basement.
That's where Bart is.
No, they say something about the haunted, though.
They said there's sounds.
Bart supposedly hears knocking from underneath.
Pounding at night in Carriage Barn. Yeah. Like, sounds like someone trapped and trying to get out.
There's that sinkhole.
A sinkhole in the yard.
In the yard.
Right.
And the...
That's on the map.
And we interviewed a school chum of Maggie's who said that Maggie told her that she would be... monsters would come at her at night and prick her with pins.
And needles.
Needles. Yeah. Pins, needles. I mean, come
on. Like, suck the life out of her, right?
I think we left off where I discovered the emblem on the floor and I sent it to you.
Yep.
I think, and you were researching
very
at the library.
Distracted by your glasses.
Sorry. You want me to take them off?
No.
Okay.
All right, so when we last left our heroes, James
like a fly
and
in glasses.
Chris. James, Chris, and Will, I'm sorry, were setting up the house
for their
recording. Meyer and Derek were... out in Withering Falls interviewing people.
Yes.
And Alex was on his way to Columbia, the state capital.
For the library.
To conduct some research.
There he goes, gotta tell you.
Library.
Alex just never comes back.
Yeah, change your mind. See you later. So, I found out some creepy shit about this place.
Yeah. Screw the
see
show.
Tomorrow.
I'm out.
Yeah. Right, I'm not getting paid enough for this. I'm going to go back to the lecture circuit.
At least come pick me up. Don't leave me at the house by myself. You took the truck.
Call a taxi.
Alex, might as well do you first.
Ooh, yeah. Some right, sloppy
so
seconds for me.
You arrive at just call it the town library in Columbia. Why
sure.
Not.
How about the Columbia Public Library?
Columbia Public Library.
Columbiana.
Of Columbia.
I like Public Library of Columbia.
The library.
Columbia, library, Columbia, in Columbia.
You can look at the old newspaper records. As I said, the local paper is the state Mm-hmm. They're digitized from 1987 to now. Before that, no such luck.
Do they have... They probably have, like, microfilm or something, right?
Yeah. So if you want to...
Nope.
Well, I've got some things that I could start. Well, I know they were arrested at the mansion in 1926. Although... Well, I guess I would ask the librarian if she could help me figure out if there's any way to search the, like, if there's an index of what's in the papers or anything like that. And figure and just go through and find out. Because I know I have some dates, but I want to make sure I'm not missing anything.
All right. Only in a very general way. You'd have to have specific search terms.
Yeah. Well, the digital ones would be easy enough, right, from the 80s on. But the 80s would be mostly Lionel stuff.
Yeah.
Because he disappeared in the late 80s. So I guess I'll start with the digital ones, because that'll be easier.
All right. Give me a library use roll.
Oh, I critted that.
Okay, you can check out library.
007.
Should you ever choose to play this character again?
Choose, yeah.
All right.
Of course, that was for the easy one.
You find a small profile piece from February of 1987 of a new local business, Willow Rainbridge. Distant cousin of Lionel McClellan has inherited the Chatham House and is converting it into a bed and breakfast.
87?
Yeah, February of 87. I think I have a correction for one of your dates on that note, because I decided that it should be earlier. Instead of, there's a note on there that says 1968.
October 1st, 1968, Robert McClellan filed a complaint against Ephraim Eastfield.
Make that 1962, because that needs to be before some major event that happens.
Okay. So Will inherited the house in February 87.
Yeah. Nothing else has changed, though, so... As I said, the earliest digitized records are in 87. Most of what you're looking for is before that on the microfilm.
So now I'm going to go have fun with the microfilm.
Okay, so...
No film fish.
Well, I don't know if they have the sheets of the film. I used to work with the microfilm in the library.
Uh-huh.
I actually know how to load a microfilm machine.
It will be nice since they have to have the film, so you can just scroll through.
Thank you.
Yes. Not the fish.
This is sheets of film.
All that crazy
crap. Fuck. No. Fuck. Anyway, so yeah, if you want to search the index, give me a search term.
Oh. Well, let's see. I guess I'll start with Chatham. See if that comes up first.
Okay. So, give me a library use check.
No.
You misspelled Chatham. Try again.
Yeah, you're not getting much about the house itself.
Okay. In that case...
Much beyond what you already know, you know.
Wait, is it... Honestly, is it Chatum or Dum?
Dum.
Okay, yes, I actually did spell it wrong. Well, that could explain why I didn't get it right. Can I try one more time for that?
Yeah.
That's the correct spelling.
Much better. Yeah, I got it.
Again, you find you find a bit more details about the bootlegging operation in the 1920s.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, I've been a bad GM. I should have typed this all up, but I just have a timeline and notes, so... apparently, the bootleggers were smuggling in whiskey from the ocean.
Ocean whiskey?
That'll mess you up.
Well, it was imported from...
Yeah,
either down from Canada or up from the Bahamas... they were storing it in a secret underground room.
Hmm.
Oh, we found that.
Maybe.
And beyond that, you find out pretty much what you already know, that they were arrested and rousted out.
Right.
Candy was given.
All right, so now let's try McClellan. See what we can get about thems.
McClellan. All right.
Another library use?
I see. Kids
go ahead. Go for it.
Another crit.
Another crit. Wow.
Can I double check it or?
No, not really.
Yeah,
but,
no.
No.
Now you want all the injuries twice after you die.
Way.
If you one fifth,
one fifth,
yeah.
Okay.
And fumble was 100.
Right.
Which I do.
So the earliest article you find.
It only happens to me when I don't want to die.
The earliest article you find is from 1963, July 1963, if you're looking in the state's archives. apparently, a Dr. Robert McClellan Jr. was stripped of his license by the South Carolina Medical Examiner's Board.
Ooh, South Carolina, they're not very strict.
Not at all.
Because an outbreak of hepatitis B was traced back to his practice.
That'll do it. That'll do it.
He invented AIDS.
And even though the medical examiners could find no evidence of malpractice or incompetence in handling the instruments or cleaning anything off, it was very obvious that it was his patients who were initially infected and spreading the infection. It was the only vector that it could possibly be.
Okay.
So they figured that he did his best to cover it up, stripped him of his license.
And that's the same Dr. McClellan as the complaint against Ephraim Eastfield, right?
Yes.
Okay.
There's actually a picture of the doctor in front of the house, which is where he practiced.
Wait, the doctor's here?
Print.
The doctor's in the game?
Yes.
He was, if you go back
no,
to
no, he means Doctor Who.
The doctor.
Witch doctor?
Exactly.
Oh.
He's a witch doctor. I'm gonna print that so I have a picture of the
witch doctor.
I'm printing all of this. What the fuck? All
right. The other thing you find is from
Unfortunately
for
everyone.
Next article you find is from 1984.
There it is.
July 5th.
Apparently, I was a month old.
July 5th, 1984.
5-year-old Margaret McClellan was found dead in her bedroom by her parents, Lionel and Alice. Although they claimed they discovered the body and reported it immediately, the body was in an advanced state of desiccation and decomposition. The medical examiner speculated that it had probably been there for months.
Was she smelly?
She over here?
Did it say stinky?
That's bone.
She's stinky. That's a medical term. Stinky.
Sticky too.
Sticky gooey. She's ewy gooey.
The corpse was all ewy gooey.
Stinky winky.
Smelly weldy.
We're so close to tinky winky. Who's got a purse?
Interesting. Anything else, or is that it?
I'm more of a Dipsy fan myself.
Well, what's the little...
Poo!
Don't do that.
In...
Stinky Teletubbies.
Tinky Winky's purse. Duh. Winning.
The next year...
Sorry, so 85?
85.
July also, or just...
Also July, yeah. You find an obituary for Alice McClellan.
Do you have the day or just July?
July 20th.
Oh.
July
20th. That's a bad day.
Hey, that's a day 19. After James' birthday.
Alice McClellan day?
Alice McClellan.
Picking days
day.
After the birthdays of people you know?
Hey, every day after your birthday is terrible because you always have a hangover.
So, that's it. Just a regular obit?
Yeah, just a regular obit says that... Yeah.
All right, the hemophilia, right?
Yeah, she had hemophilia.
Mine's this Saturday.
Saturday?
This Saturday.
Is your birthday this Saturday?
Yeah. This Caterday.
You're going to turn a different age.
Is that everything?
Will, you have a birthday?
The obit says that she had been diagnosed 26. With atypical hemophilia.
Okay.
And your brother's birthday is the next day.
Yep. Super Bowl.
Yeah.
All right, so let's switch parties here.
You should, should text that in advance in case you don't make it back.
Guys, listen, I have something to do.
I got a dentist.
I gotta be
thing.
In Ohio.
What's the furthest state I could possibly be from that house? Because that's where
Hawaii.
I have to be. Yeah, that's
I'm late for my honeymoon.
Totally forgot.
My wife went there like months ago. I totally forgot to meet her.
I should probably give her a call. And
I got a
hey, guys, out. Turns out I was supposed to be in Madagascar 20 minutes ago. I got
to fly, baby.
Totally forgot about this gig I had.
All right, so let's switch on over to Derek and Meyer.
Cool.
You guys, oh, yeah. Frosty and Jose, had interviewed Tom and Elise.
Yes.
Yeah, Tom blew so a lot of smoke at you, so
yes,
you could
he
be
did.
On TV.
Wait, Ryan, real quick.
Tom's
yes.
a big
what
fan.
Month is this game taking place in? Like, what is the date?
Let's just say I think it's the summer. So we'll say summer of 2011.
He blew a lot of smoke, but it would make for good TV.
Continue.
So you guys are still out doing interviews.
I'm going to talk to the oldest guy in town.
The oldest guy in town. Okay, yeah. Make me a luck check, Meyer.
A luck check looking for the oldest guy in town.
It's right next to him.
Meyer Critical said, oh, you already interviewed the oldest guy in town.
Did not do it.
Okay.
Could you know? Sorry.
You find the youngest guy.
Find
the
second
youngest
guy.
Oh, look at that. Oh, how nice.
Mara's looking for the oldest guy in
before,
town in the
so
maternity
So before you
ward.
Leave, you ask Tom, hey, who do you know who's the oldest man in this town?
All
right. You're looking at him.
And Tom goes, that's a good question. I guess that would be old Bob.
Old Bob.
Old Bob.
He sounds pretty old.
Yeah, he lives a block down past Main Street.
Okay. We got to speak to this old guy because he's old. He knows he's the oldest guy in town.
Right, I mean, he's got old in his name, so it's pretty much a guarantee he's the oldest guy in town.
Yeah.
He's the oldest. He's the closest to actually being a ghost.
Imagine he's seen all the ghosts in this town, so he knows all the haunted spots.
Okay. Lead the way, sir.
That could be a great.
So Tom gives you directions.
Great thing that Meyer always
you drive
does.
Over
I'm
there.
The oldest guy. He's the closest to being a ghost.
You see an old farmhouse.
Oh
with,
yeah.
With a porch swing.
Oh,
and,
of course.
Asleep in the swing, with a fishing cap over his face, is a very very frail looking old man.
Oh. Old Bob.
What? Who's there? What is it?
I'm Jose what? Dynamo, and you're the oldest guy in this town.
Yeah,
I would love to respond to me. But what about my pa?
I am.
Older, Bob.
God damn, son, don't do that to me. The old Tinker ain't what she used to be.
Because you're the oldest guy in town, right?
Well, no,
the dentist guy doesn't keep that up.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Oh, my pacemaker. Oh.
So wait, are you the oldest guy in town?
The oldest who and what now?
Oldest guy in this town. Are you the oldest guy in this town?
Yeah, that's me.
Oldest guy in the town. I have some questions for you.
Are you from the AARP?
I don't think so.
Okay.
What are you doing here?
Look, I'm here to ask some questions about ghosts.
Ghosts, huh?
That was the best.
Yeah, I'm investigating the old line.
Chatham.
Chatham House.
I'm investigating the old Chatham House.
That was in character line.
Yeah, exactly.
Sorry. Excuse me for answering it seriously.
I like how he calls out line for unscripted reality.
And when Jimmy, I forget his name.
Johnny, wasn't it Johnny?
I think it was Johnny the editor. When Johnny the editor kept it together, I'm investigating the old Chatham House.
On his last time, he's going to leave that line in just to make him look as stupid as possible.
Random cutaway establishing shot, then we come back.
He already...
I'm here investigating the old...
And they flashed the house.
Yeah.
For a joke, he's been editing together their gag reel of just Jose saying line. And so far, it's 45 minutes long.
That's right.
So the old man's going to lean forward. Second episode of the season. Chatham House, huh?
Yeah.
What you want to know about it?
Well, I have reason to believe it's haunted. I was wondering if you knew anything about the ghosts.
Oh, that's right.
3, 4, 10.
I never heard nothing about no ghosts over there, but,
I ain't afraid of no ghost.
I wouldn't go near that place myself.
Wait, why is that?
Supposedly it's been cursed.
Cursed?
Cursed.
What kind of curse? Like a gypsy curse?
Some kind of old African tribal hoodoo, I suppose.
African tribal. Africans, slaves. Underground Railroad connection complete.
How long have you been living in town, sir?
Let's see. I was born in 28, and we moved here in 51. Ever since then. So, guess about 60 years now. Gosh. Back when I was a boy, old Doc McClellan used to run his practice out of the basement of the Chatham Mansion.
Wait, has anyone died in the basement?
There was that colored boy.
Colored boy.
He's a black man.
Oh, okay. Like the Underground Railroad.
Now he's jump cutting himself.
He just doesn't like elves. You'll notice he's not going to say any more elves. Keeping my eyes on you, no elves.
What do you know about that, sir?
That was back in the summer of 62. I wasn't there myself, but supposedly his mama brought him in. Said he'd cut himself on a nail while he was slopping the pigs.
Die by a pig?
It was tetanus.
Tennis?
He was showing the signs. He had the locked jaw and...
Died from a tennis injury.
Like tennis elbow?
Don't joke about tennis
His
elbow.
Mama waited too long to bring him to the doctor, and by that time there was nothing that old Doc McClellan could do.
So he murdered the boy.
I wouldn't say he murdered the boy.
But would you say?
I would say it was ignorance. Plain and simple.
The doctor was ignorant and murdered the child. So we have a murderer in this house. And he murdered a person in the kitchen and his daughter? Oh, this is an evil spirit we're dealing with.
How did he take it?
Old Doc McClellan? Well, he was a real nice man from what I remember. I was going on 35 back then.
You have a family of your own?
Yeah, I used to bring my kids to see him.
So you trusted him?
Very much. He was a good doctor.
Except for the murdering.
Hepatitis B.
And that happened.
I don't know anything about that. He didn't text me, so I don't know that information.
Nope.
Yeah, no, I know.
Well, I'm probably only figuring that out while you're doing this.
Exactly. It's dual.
would know about it, though. He was a good doctor. Until they closed him down for giving all those people hepatitis B.
when did he stop practicing medicine?
Oh, he lost his practice a year later. They took his license away. State said that he was incompetent. But He never struck me that way. Of course, I'm just a layman myself, but... bringing my family to see him for, gosh, he started up his practice in 52. We started seeing him in 55, so around 7-8 years.
What happened to him after that?
I think he moved up north someplace. New York or Philadelphia. Closed up the old house.
You ever heard any other strange occurrences at that house?
Well, this is something of a local folk legend, but that colored boy who died, his granddad wasn't kind of a local ghost story of himself. A guy by the name of Ephraim.
Grandfather was a ghost?
Not literally, son.
How'd you know that? He could be.
I'm going to talk to you.
People, they often do.
You can't prove he wasn't a ghost.
The old man just nods at you. He's got two hearing aids. He turns his left hearing aid off.
When again.
Advantage, Jose.
The old ear twitch. The old people always do that when they're nervous because I'm getting too close to the truth.
I know what's happening.
Anyhow.
So you're saying Ephraim?
Yeah. His old granddaddy Ephraim was kind of a local ghost story, a little local boogeyman. The kids used to tell stories about him and how he used to sleep down in the old mausoleum, down in the graveyard. He'd creep into your bed at night and steal your breath away, that kind of thing.
I love graveyard looking.
Huh. Anyway, he took it awful rough that old Doc McClellan wasn't able to save his grandson. So legend has it that... about a month after his grandson passed, he went into old Doc McClellan's office, and this was back in the days when the colored folks just didn't come into a white doctor's office without damn good reason. And the only reason they took their boy there the month before was because he was nearly dead, and I guess they took him there too late. But, so he goes in, and he refuses to leave until he sees old Doc McClellan. And the doctor comes out, and before a whole room full of witnesses, you go up to the old retirement community in Columbia, you'd probably find at least a dozen people who'd say they were in that room that day. He laid a curse on old Dr. McClellan. Told him it was a blood curse.
Those are the worst kinds of curses. What's the curse do?
Voodoo, you voodoo bitch.
He doesn't acknowledge you. You're speaking into his bad ear.
He comes around the other side of me and talks in the other ear.
He's old, I'll speak up.
What kind of curse is it?
Gosh, son, did your mama drop you when you was a baby?
Possible.
No, she said I liked to jump.
She kind of slammed the mic. She got a touchdown.
I just so happened to like to jump downstairs.
Well, folks was nonspecific as to the exact nature of the curse, but it certainly followed him. He lost his practice. And then his son moved into the old house, and there was that awful business with his baby girl and his wife.
Yeah, we heard about that.
There's Punisher.
Things just don't seem to go right for McClellan's in that house any longer.
Would you say it's possible that the curse he laid upon the house is making spirits haunt that house?
I'd say that I don't believe in these ghost stories myself, but I tell you, I wouldn't go there alone at night.
You heard it here. The oldest guy in the town says that this place is haunted.
All right.
Let's move out.
I think we should. I don't know. Out. I think that cut's gonna go all the. Is gonna say all this guy is gonna go all Bob.
Ryan, yes. I forgot to research one thing at the museum. Can I jump back?
Sure.
Dynamo.
I forgot to look up the Eastfields.
Eastfields.
See if I can get anything for Eastfield.
Okay.
And a pass.
Southfield.
Okay, you pass. Earliest article you find is dated 1918.
When they bought their first mall.
December 1918.
December, huh?
December. It seems that Ephraim Eastfield of Withering Falls, South Carolina, was arrested for breaking into the South Carolina Library at the University of South Carolina.
Did it say what he was trying to take?
the officers who arrested him found him fighting with the library custodian. He was he had a knife, and the custodian was fending him off with a mop handle. They reported that he was dazed and confused. He was eventually determined to be senile. And they released him to the custody of his daughter. The university chose not to press charges as long as he paid for the damages, which his daughter did.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the arresting officers, the library custodian contradicted the testimony of the arresting officers. He said that when he found the old man, he was searching through the head librarian's office. But he was doing it very slowly and methodically, like he was looking for something specific.
Hmm.
The reporter interviewed the head librarian, who was working on a symposium of banned medieval theosophic literature at the time.
Sure, that has nothing to do with it.
That's not common knowledge.
And he said that the only thing of interest in his office were a group of heretical texts from the late 14th century.
Mm-hmm.
That's a mouthful.
Did the name Gozer ever show up in the
Tobin's spirit.
You a god.
My name is Vince Clortho.
No.
Master of Gozer.
So, spell books.
If you're a god, you say yes.
Anything else?
It always comes back to Ghostbusters or Spaceballs.
Always.
Eastfield, you also find in... Let's see, I'm going through my notes here. Okay, 1968, Ruth Eastfield, there's a picture of her, she's a very nicely dressed young black lady, graduated from the Women's College of Miskatonic University.
Hmm.
She majored in anthropology and history. She wanted to get a teaching degree, but she changed her intended profession. She wanted to go to pursue a master's degree in philology at Yale.
Wait, so what does she originally want to be, a teacher?
She originally wanted to teach, but in her senior year, she decided to continue on with her education. She wants to teach on a college level.
Okay.
68, would Yale? Yeah, I think Yale was co-ed by then, so we'll go with Yale. You can tell that I have this well planned out.
Well planned out.
Okey doke.
That old Bob, he was pretty
very historic actor.
Alright, if that's it, I'm gonna go pee.
Okay.
You can't
Yeah, water bottles.
There's no bathroom in the library.
It's out of order.
It's not changing his plans at all.
He'll piss in the sink. He doesn't care.
He just walks to the door. Keeps going.
There's just a line of men peeing into potted plants.
Goes to the plumbing section. Finds a picture of a toilet.
Close enough.
All right, so let's go on to James, Chris, and Will. So you guys are setting up for the taping. What equipment are you setting up?
Setting up, let's see, infrared cameras, night vision cameras, EMF, mostly EMF detectors, everything I could possibly pull out of this truck that I've had. Setting them up in all the haunted areas in a, so where I could get the best view of the room. I have stands with me so that
get audio a nice... audio in every room.
Yeah.
What about my machine that makes you talk to ghosts?
You have a ghost box?
You have a ghost box from Ghost Adventures?
Yes, make sure you go where all the X's are.
Wait, what's a ghost box?
It's this thing, it supposedly correlates the EMF waves in the air with...
radio waves.
That's EMF
like waves. White noise. Okay, so they listen to radio static.
Yes.
Okay.
But it equates it with a searchable database of phonemes, and it actually like makes words based on the fluctuations. So supposedly ghosts can use it to say things.
Right, or it could just pick up random assortments of characters and every once in a while real words will come through.
They also like Peter Frampton. I'm Paul Bart here now.
Anyway, yeah. While they're busy setting up, I'm busy making myself incredibly obtrusive and making sure they don't damage anything.
All right.
So what are you doing there? What's that? Yeah, hold on. Don't scratch that.
We're just taping it.
Willow walks in.
All right. At one point, I'm just sitting there, like, comically in, like, one of those lounge chairs.
Comically, mind you. Comically doing this.
Comically.
It's comically, because I'm like one of those, like,
he's got one of those Groucho Marx glasses, nose combos.
In a lawn chair. He's acting like it's a vacation.
See, Will, I thought you were going to go with you were meditating. You had like a yoga mat.
Yoga mat's next to me.
Still rolled up. It's holding his beer.
Do you do hot yoga?
I keep texting. I keep texting
Jeffrey
about any specific locations he wants me to pay attention to.
Was that a
bunk bed?
Oh. Yes, we're aware.
Email.
Oh, okay.
And basically, it took me longer than I wanted to because I kept looking at that weird symbol on the floor and seeing if that wall was like a false wall, you know, seeing where the seams could be.
It's all right. Once you tell me about that, I'm just going to ask sledgehammer and break.
You decided your specialty skill was carpentry, correct?
Yeah. I also have jerry rigging.
All right, so make me a carpentry check.
Give me a sledgehammer check.
Yeah, check on that.
Oh.
No.
Nice.
I rolled it, didn't I?
No more Pepsi, though.
Yeah.
You want this?
Sledgehammer.
It's probably a crit. What's your carpentry?
50.
Yeah.
Yeah.
50.
My carpentry is at 50, and I got 8.
All right. So, yeah, you managed to pretty much outline the door. And you also discover that there is a slightly loose brick about halfway up on the right side.
Wow. You also notice.
The sound of thousands of souls screaming out in torment coming from the other side.
That's not a carpenter skill.
I'm going to outline the brick with chalk like and then wait for Jeffrey to get back so I can show it to him.
Okay. So Willow walks. Let's say that you did that before. You're up in the kitchen now, setting up the IR cameras and your other EMF detectors and stuff. When Willow walks in, I wanted to speak to you, Mr. Strand and Mr. McNabb.
Yes.
Now I know that. The contract was very specific that I could not be here during the taping. But my legal counsel here Says that he has found a little bit of a loophole in your contract. Because you passed that law roll.
Yes, yes, yes.
Way back at the beginning of the game.
Did something.
And it doesn't say anything in the paperwork about legal counsel representing me being in the house. So I would like Mr. McNabb here to accompany you around.
McNamara,
sorry, he's McNabb. I would like Mr. McNamara here to accompany you around the house and make sure that everything is ship shape. You know, I want him to represent my best interests.
Splendid.
You have no problem with that?
Good. Not at all.
Great! okay. Will's a wonderful producer.
Yeah, I have no say because I'm just, you know...
That's right.
I'm not really part. I'm just some guy.
No, because in my mind, the train wreck's getting worse.
Will, I have a question for you, Addison.
Well, your mind is the train wreck that's getting worse.
Are you trying to run this show into the ground?
Oh, no. I'm just trying to make it...
I think he's trying to fill it with conflict.
Okay,
I think he's going for sensationalist television. Like,
all right.
You know.
Holy shit, they're going to make this guy stay here. This is fantastic. This douchebag's going to be getting in everyone's way all night.
You think it'll piss off Jeffrey and say the most.
Willie, a problem occurs to me. There's no camera here to record this.
I thought we were setting up cameras. I thought that is what we were doing.
Yeah, this is
IR
cameras on.
We're setting up the special cameras.
Well, audio's on.
Not yet. You haven't started
audio?
The lock.
Oh.
None of this equipment is running. It's just getting set up.
It's just getting set up. Wires are being run through the house, doing blacking out the windows.
Our cameras during the day
would
be a little useless.
If you want to make this sensationalist television, here, let me see your sheet for a second.
Pulls out his camera phone and just starts recording.
Photography. You have photography.
Sure, I do.
You're going to have to get a camera and start recording shit and make it seem dramatic. Because Frosty is off with Jose doing God knows what.
Making old men seem dramatic.
Okay.
He could be down at the local...
Frosty has become the king of making drama out of nothing.
Yep.
He could be down at the local 7-Eleven getting a dramatic slurp.
It's not hard.
That's their stop after all.
Oh my gosh. They have two fucking flavors. Yeah. Hold on, I'm going to get a camera.
I thought of Coca-Cola, sir. He was dead.
I'm here shopping for a Hornet Slurpee.
Can you say that again to me, Willow?
We're
not haunted.
This is the most haunted 7-Eleven in town.
I hear there's haunted beef jerky.
I just want that on film, okay?
It's just regular.
Okay.
Where a man might have died.
Mr. McNabb, I hate to be a bother, but
bratwurst.
I know your contract said that.
That never happened.
Said that my lawyer here,
we
Mr.
Have,
McNamara,
we have deer jerky too.
No, I did that wrong. Okay, take that again.
No, that's
all right. I can edit later.
All right, Will, make me first a fast talk roll to calm her down.
Fast talk roll.
Fast talk.
Oh, you got some D10s, Will?
Wait, what's your fast talk there, Will?
We went to the game table.
Where'd it go?
And I spent like
right where it's
always
been.
Yeah, they're,
I don't have any fast talk.
Game.
Let me do it.
What's it at?
I'll count it
5%.
I have a 70 in fast talk.
Yes, you're a lawyer. You
roll well.
So if you want this to work out, you calm Willow down.
I'll calm Willow down. Let's see. Yeah, I calm Willow way the fuck down. That is 5.
Wow, you critted that.
I sure did.
So you're pretty...
Calm that bitch down.
For when you'll never get to do
it. I did.
Just in case we go to a third.
He just grabs her and slaps her.
Get up the jail!
Hip slap!
Bitch, you calm yourself.
That's it.
Don't make me go back the other way.
We're all like, we're gonna find
next
right
time I am watching the rings off.
Come on, though.
That's why you don't do much business, because your legal offices are Pimp Slap Esquire.
There, I brought some Pulp Fiction in too.
Yeah. Anyhow, so yeah, what do you say to Willow to calm her down?
Willow, please. It's okay. Calm down.
Okay.
Think they've got plenty of tape. Just take your time. You make a mistake. Just listen to... what's your name again, Will?
McNabb.
Just listen to what...
Joey.
Listen to what Joey says.
Okay.
And he'll just walk you through it. It'll be nice and easy. Just don't pretend the camera's not even there.
All right. I think I can do that.
You'll do that.
Here's what
do. And just remember,
it's a really good camera.
If you mess up...
They're kind of cut it out altogether.
Since I'm really good with the
camera. Oh, the camera next to me starts just talking to me on the face, but the camera's still here. So
all right, make me a photography check.
Okay.
See if you actually are that good with the camera.
I'm good with the camera. Or you're taping your goddamn ear.
I'm pointing at that wall over there, so she's not nervous.
The lens cap is still on.
You failed.
What's your roll?
59.
59 out of 50.
So no, you failed.
I failed? Okay, so he's taping the wall.
Okay, it's a huge shot.
He decides at this point, then I have to do this.
He's taping her...
taping it onto his head.
Yeah, you know what? You get sort of a dramatic shot, but it's kind of the opposite of what you were looking for, because the lens starts to drift down toward her chest. So it looks like the cameraman is checking her out while she's talking.
You old girl.
Yeah, she's in her 50s.
No.
I think it's important that Will decide if the camera's moving down because he's being sloppy or because he's actually checking out Will.
You don't realize. You just got the camera on your shoulder next to you.
Okay, how old Willow?
Willow is 53.
Maybe
he's got an older lady. Like Helen Mirren's a good looking little.
So yeah,
some people like that.
So Will says, "Well, you see, Mr. McNabb, I noticed that in your contract, you specifically said that I couldn't be here while you were doing the lockdown. But my legal counsel, Mr. McNamara here, I insist that he be present during this lockdown, and there's nothing you can say about it."
Okay.
But you got exactly what you were looking for out of that. She said that in a very assertive way, and you can make that into a shot.
Yeah.
But,
except for the fact that
I just got her face word instead of her tits.
Unfortunately, yes. The camera was not pointed at her.
Boobs what?
Because you can't motorboat a personality.
That one before.
Oh.
That's true.
That's terrible. True. Anyway, James,
could,
make me a luck check.
It would be quite as fun.
What is my luck?
How's your character, Will?
What?
How's your character?
40.
I pass.
You pass. All right. you turn on your EMF detector to calibrate it, and it evens out at, you know, what you would expect to find in a kitchen that's wired for electricity.
All the copper wiring and everything. The walls
right.
And...
But all of a sudden, you get a massive spike.
Holy Jesus. I start checking the lights to see if they're dimming and, you know, maybe if there's, like, a power flux or something.
Flux.
Power flux.
A power flux.
Like, I start adjusting it to see where exactly it could be coming from.
All right. Electronics. Do you have electronics?
Yes, I do, actually.
Yes, you do. Okay, give me an electronics check to...
Wow, I have electronics.
That, wow, I totally does. Failed
it's
that.
One. I passed, but I'm not here.
Well, James is the one with the...
I also passed, but I'm not there either.
He's a rascal.
So, James, you take the you take the EMF detector, and you actually say, holy, you know, holy fuck. What do the rest of you guys do?
I
what?
Not
well,
be there.
You two.
Well, I'm with old Bob.
Well, I'm we're somewhere else.
The room.
What?
That's, you guys, that's why I'm asking them.
I'm you guys
look
were in
over
the
room. At it and say, what?
Yeah.
This is the most haunted town in America.
I just got this ridiculously huge spike, and I
game B-roll.
Stop that.
No, I'm gonna film it.
I point at you and I tell you stop that. I'm getting a huge,
film the box. Film the
yeah. Look at the box.
It's still spiking. The needle is going crazy.
Like, and this is before the investigation. This is before
you can't really get a fix on where it's coming from.
God,
I'm sitting on the forward. I just wasted that roll.
Oh.
It was a two.
Nice. Save those rolls, Alex.
I know.
Save those good rolls.
Just log that for later. They remember when I rolled that two?
Yeah, right. Remember
that now.
I'm gonna bank it.
You've got a two.
It's like ridiculous. It's going off the charts.
Next time with the roll, you log this.
Yeah, the needle is going nuts. You're sweeping around the room, but you can't really localize what's causing me.
Whoa! Look at that.
Everybody, make me a listen check. The three of you in the room.
Everyone make a listen check.
Listen check.
Everyone
wants to
do that too.
Oh, I want to
part it. I got a six.
Damn it. I did really well, and I'm not even there yet.
That's a good thing I did. I rolled a 96.
We both got a 6.
I got a 13.
No.
That's a 90.
Well, I rolled 14, but then I
used it the best.
All right, those of you who heard it.
Everyone.
Everyone heard it. You guys hear a very faint echoing.
like a child's laughter?
That's what I heard.
A child or
yeah.
Like a toy clown?
Did
or?
You hear that?
It doesn't. Who did anybody crit?
No.
Wait, I got 13. I got a 6.
Out of?
25.
40.
Ah! No, James got a 6 out of 25.
Missed. Yeah.
You think it could be mistaken for child's laughter? It could definitely be a child's laughter.
Okay. Are you sure that everybody's out of the house? Is there anybody else here? I mean,
Willow, what was the room that the laughter comes from?
Oh, supposedly that was Maggie's room upstairs.
Well, maybe we should go check up there.
It's right above the kitchen.
All right.
See, this paranormal investigation isn't that hard.
Hey, you know Jose Dynamo.
We work. I guess we'll go. Did I set up upstairs yet? I don't know.
Make me a luck check. See if you set up that room yet.
No.
No. You haven't set anything up there yet. So I guess you're just frantically, like, grabbing equipment.
I'm just throwing everything on my shoulders and just running up there.
It never happens without him here.
So we're going up there.
It never happens.
Will, you're terrible at this. You're fucking recording it. Will just said, he turned the camera around and he said, just so everybody knows.
No, I'm just recording. I said it behind the camera.
All right. No, but you were recording it,
yeah,
so...
Nevertheless, you just recapped exactly
what
happened.
No, I know.
He's not a good producer. He'll be like, oh man, I rolled a 4.
That's exactly what they do on the show. I was just thinking that. That's exactly what they do on Ghost Bros, so we'll let it stand.
Exactly.
And even if it wasn't what they do, we should still let it stand.
Not only will we let it stand, let's encourage him to do it more.
Oh, don't worry. The bros are coming, because I'm gonna have to ask them to actually use that during the show.
Like, grabbing a bunch of stuff, I'm texting Jeffrey that...
No one's calling Dynamo?
No, nobody wants Jose Dynamo there right now.
The problem is that I'm with you, so I'm going to...
Actually...
I don't have your number. I don't have your
contact.
Actually,
Will, you probably want Jose Dynamo there right now.
So I text Jose Dynamo.
Text Jose or Frosty?
I'm going to text Frosty because he'll be a little more calm about it.
Okay. So, Frosty, your phone vibrates while you're following Jose out to the car in front of old Bob.
It's your phone. Should be easy to remember.
Will, what do you text him?
Heard laughter upstairs in upstairs room.
I think my text message is a little bit more detailed to Jeffrey. Like, we're getting some weird greetings and some strange noises.
And then I text back, child laughter.
Was it Voltic?
You have a similar last name.
So Mechner, you're Mac, saying we should
McNabb,
come back?
McNabb. Okay. Like, he's stealing McNuggets.
Yes.
What was James?
What's
your name?
Right.
It's Voltix Rodolfo Strand, but you can call me whichever you
feel. Let's roll!
Voltix.
So I'm guessing I get the text from James, so I'm wrapping up my research.
You're wrapping up your research, and I'm stuffing your copies into your shoulder bag.
Yeah. I get in the car, and he's already running.
He's not in the van, he's just running.
I'm just imagining, like those big, long strides.
Now, here's the real question. Who gets there first?
I'm a half hour away.
Frosty loading the equipment and then taking the car?
Right.
Or Jose, who just ran?
Jose, excuse me.
It's not a lot of equipment, but he'd still probably get there first.
Yeah, it's not very far, right? You guys walk there to begin
it's
with?
Across town.
Yeah.
And it's a pretty small town, but it's a rural town, so
it's about 29 minutes.
I don't think the road's up running that much.
You're north and we're west.
Jose run the wrong way.
You get in the van and start her up. You look over on the seat. You see the camera next to you. You sigh. You turn it on. You stick it on the dashboard. Because you have to get this footage.
Oh, yeah.
Jose looks back.
Are you recording this?
It's gonna be badass.
It's not the first time I've seen him sprint, so it's fine.
We raped your high score, by the way.
Oh, I hate you. You doubled it.
Yep. I would think that you might even actually have.
I'm going to get the text message from the whole thing.
Then you just flipped on.
Put the switch on. We're good.
Anyhow, so we cut to.
I get the text from Voltic. I'm assuming it's something a little better than like Will's.
James,
I text him getting strange activity after turning the equipment on, hearing weird noises, investigating it, trying to set up, finish the room. You know, basics. You know, not like
heard laughter.
Heard laughter upstairs.
I read the text and see getting activity and just like, on my way. And I flip my phone close and leave the library.
I should have texted you heard laughter upstairs. Yeah. Grab camera and quick. Get back here.
All right, so let's do this this way. Meyer, since yes. you're running.
Oh, yeah.
And Derek's pace is pretty much determined by running. Make me a con times 3 check.
Although, I think it's going to be too exciting.
Wait, you don't pick him up when you get up to him?
He's not using the road.
He's running.
He's going. Yeah, but I figured once the van pulls up and goes, get in.
I'm not on the roads. I'm on the
field. No. Think of it this way. They have to go this way. So yeah. Derek's taking the roads. Right. Meyer's just running across.
He's going through back
alleys.
He's taking
the hypotenuse.
Yes.
During this part of the show, we're going to be playing Benny Hill.
Yeah. That's
right. You have to pay for the rights for that, though.
30.
It's okay.
What was it? They'll be playing seven. Two notes off.
Seven. Okay, I'm guessing that you made that one.
Yep.
So, Jose is in tip-top shape.
Well, he does this a lot.
He is a meathead.
So,
yeah.
I think he should be, like, going, like, noises.
he's like the guy in the
improv. Don't stop laughing. Jose has spent a significant part of GTL on the G. So, Akos, make me a drive check.
I passed.
You passed.
You successfully drove.
Yeah. Well, considering I didn't put any points into it.
We'll say you managed to speed there a little bit. Takes Jose a while to run across town. So you arrive at basically the same time.
Okay.
So you pull into the front yard of the Chatham mansion, turn off the van and, you know, calmly get out and start to cross to the house, and you hear panting noises running up the front walk. You see Jose
and the van spin
just covered in sweat and beet red running up the front drive with Frosty following, you know, inching behind him
in a van.
Out of the way!
Out of the way! Barreling past.
Make me a luck check, Akos.
Okay.
This is kind of a
nope. I fail.
All right,
Meyer pushes you out of the way.
He pushes you out of the way and knocks you like 5 feet onto your ass. And you look over, and you see
Frosty.
You
take any damage?
No, you don't take any damage. But you look over and you see Frosty driving the van with the camera on the dashboard. He got that on fucking tape.
Hurry up, Frosty!
I get up and dust myself off.
Sounds like I missed something really funny.
Meyer plowed into me and knocked me over, and Frosty got it on camera.
I keep running into the house. Go!
Okay, so Meyer goes charging into the house.
Hurry, get up, go!
Frosty, you kill the van, jump out, and follow
yes.
Jeffrey in.
What? When I get here, I go, Ghost, I'm here for you!
He doesn't trip over any of my wires, right?
No, you're a good camera person. You're a good crew person. You electrical tape.
You've taped everything down. It's all gaffed.
You've been briefed about the how to handle camera work around Jose.
Yeah, you just hold the camera and watch what happens.
Meanwhile, the rest of you, the three of you, have been standing around in the upstairs room for probably a good 20 or 25 minutes right now, and you haven't gotten anything reproducible to what you heard.
You're screaming.
The needle's dead.
What the hell was that downstairs?
That would be Jose.
Oh. Yeah, it took him a long time to get here. I'm surprised.
You hear the front door slam open, and then, Ghost, I'm here for you!
The needle's not moving, so I don't think...
I told him to get back here as fast as he could. I don't know what took them so long. But we'll find it. And then I guess that's when he comes upstairs.
You go down to meet them?
No, I think we're still trying to get all right, stuff
so,
set up.
So
I have a picture in my head of Jose going from room to room going, Ghost! Ghost!
No ghost in here? No ghost in here. How about in here? Ghost, are you in here?
I head to the basement first, because that's where the most ghosts would be.
Yeah, but they said they heard it upstairs.
Right.
I didn't hear that, I just heard about ghosts.
Yeah. All he said was noises and my rant.
Is it? It's proof.
Alright, so you guys are just hanging out upstairs?
Well, I guess I would go downstairs to start talking to Jeffrey about everything that has transpired while he was away.
All right,
and
so
I'll tell them about all my research.
Let's role
I
play this out.
I follow where they go.
Let's role play all this out because.
Okay, just because I know how this is going to work, I rolled a 19, so I have my camera pointed at Jose while I'm listening to what they're saying. I, however, can do that.
Good job, Derek.
That's why I'm paid to do this.
I have a feeling Will has decided
he's going to do it.
They pay you almost as much as they pay
John. I have a feeling Will's going to be recording the entire night, but just doing it wrong.
Right.
Like he's going to be getting like almost the same shots as you, but just like a little to the left.
The camera's down here. See you. Whose shoes are those?
That little to the left could be a ghost. You never know.
That's right.
You see.
That just means Johnny's going to have twice as much footage.
Frosty's footage is more like The Shining. It's very professional, very right. Slick. McNabb's footage.
Like the Blair Witch. Blair Witch.
The fucking map. I kicked that shit in the water, man. We don't need it.
At one point, he's got his eye. He's got the camera backwards.
I'm so sorry.
I feel like to re-roll that.
if you want to keep recording stuff, you can keep making. I'll let you make a photography check once a scene to get good footage.
Okay.
And you guys have to get good footage, otherwise the show's canceled. So, all right, you all reconvene in the downstairs foyer. In front of the little hotel check-in desk that
well, I figured I'd be telling Jeffrey what was going on while he was still running through the room.
Meyer, are you still running from room to room looking for ghosts, or...?
Yes, I am.
He's not listening, so he's just running, ghosts! Ghosts!
Yeah, let him do that.
I'm just swoosh panning from left to right.
Without missing a beat.
No, pretty much. This is basically what you hear. Ghost!
It's time for the ghost. It's time for the ghost stairs. You just put the camera on his head.
Yeah.
it's Jose pattern number 3.
Right. He hasn't used the Jose camera helmet yet. Soon. It'll happen soon. It's that one that where the camera comes all the way out like this.
Yeah.
So he's not moving, but everything around him is.
Yeah.
The snorry camera.
Yeah.
I love it.
You need more money for the production.
All right, so you all reconvene in the main hallway. So I'll let you guys go to it. Willow is standing in the corner, just sort of wringing her hands.
Well, Miss Rainbridge, it seems like you may have had reason to be concerned about this house. There's a secret room downstairs, which I found the blueprints to. We're going to see if we can get into that a little later. It seems like a Mr. Ephraim Eastfield may have placed a curse on one of your ancestors, Dr. Robert McClellan. Apparently Ephraim's grandson died here, and Ephraim blamed the doctor. And it seems like it's been plaguing the McClellan family ever since. In 63, McClellan was stripped of his license because they traced an outbreak of hepatitis B back to his practice here. And even though there was no signs that he did anything wrong, the state stripped him of his license. Then July 5th, 1984, your niece, Margaret, was... Well, no, it was just her cousin, so it wouldn't be her niece. So, you know,
your relation.
Yeah. Your second cousin, Margaret,
cousin, yeah.
Was found dead her parents said they called the police as soon as they arrived, but it seems the police said that they found her in an advanced state of decomposition, and that it looked as if she had been dead for months. Then a year later...
Guys! Oh. I couldn't find any of the ghosts.
Okay.
Where did they go? They must be afraid of me. I came here, and they knew.
And then a year later, your cousin's wife, Alice, died. That was 1985.
And they're afraid of them.
And then 2 years later, he disappeared.
Tell me, what did you know about the ghosts? What happened? Tell me everything.
Jose.
Jose, can we just... We'll tell you a little bit. Just
what are you talking about? we're investigating, right?
No, we're going over the history of the house. So calm down.
But this ghost, we're investigating right now. Let's do it.
Miss Rainbow.
Lock the door. They're doing it now.
Have you ever visited the house when your cousin owned it?
No. I lived in California.
How was that good?
Give me my agua.
I hadn't even seen Lionel in years.
Thanks.
Right.
Agua.
I got the house pretty much because I was the only living relative who wanted it.
Right. And do you remember what year that was?
That was 89, 90. It was a few years after Lionel was declared dead.
Interesting. Okay.
Let me ask you a question. How does it feel being cursed? And knowing your family's cursed, that means you're cursed. How does it feel living with a curse?
Wait, Ryan, I just want to double check. Is that right? Because you said February 87 before, right?
Right.
Yes. I'm sorry. Okay. Yeah. Sorry.
Oh, so she says 87?
She says 87.
Oh, okay.
No, I'm sorry.
I'll stop being suspicious of that thing.
I have so many dates in my head. I should have referred to my notes, but
it's okay.
I thought I was too cool for school. Obviously, I'm not.
Well, you're a teacher, so.
Anyway, so yeah, she says, well, they tracked me down in February of 87.
Right.
I was, as I said, I was the only living relative who wanted it. It was always my dream to open up a cozy little bed and breakfast somewhere quaint, and well, that's my...
And then you found out it was cursed, and your family's cursed.
I think they just found that out.
make me a psychology check, you guys. She did mention the curse.
I did it.
In the last.
Oh, I did it too.
You did?
Yes.
Oh, gosh.
I did not do it.
Not on a 5%. There's no way in hell.
No.
I got 31 out of 75.
I got a 10.
Yeah, all right, you all can pretty much read her like a book, which is not difficult for Willow. She doesn't conceal her emotions.
I'm not really paying attention.
I don't figure out what's going on with Willow, but Jose's in frame the whole time.
Yeah.
Right. Hey, I see my whole world through that little eye. You know, it's good.
The viewfinder.
That's right. Everything's through the eyepiece.
Derek, you said you rolled a 5?
No. I needed a 5 on my psychology. I rolled a 36.
Oh, okay.
I failed as well. I missed it by 5. I got a 10.
You missed it by 5. Okay, so... everybody who succeeded, I'm sorry, I thought everybody passed.
No, I didn't, but that's okay.
I won't listen. Those of you who succeeded, well, you can kind of tell that you telling her all this information kind of took her off guard, but you're not telling her anything that's a surprise to her.
Okay.
She's kind of surprised that we figured it out.
The fact that we know, she's not very happy about, but...
Right. Especially since you're airing a story about her on cable television.
Tell me, did you know about the curse before this?
She takes a sip of her Jim Beam.
Well, I did know about the curse. She mentioned the curse earlier. She said she didn't really give you specifics about the curse, but she said that supposedly her uncle Robert couldn't save a patient. And in retaliation, the patient's grandfather put a curse on the house. That's all she told you.
Ephraim.
Yes.
You guys now have the specifics, more specifics about the curse.
So do you tell everyone who stays in the bed and breakfast about this cursed house?
Well,
it's not the house. It's the family.
The house, the family, everything's cursed.
It's just the family.
I've been talking. It's a blood curse. You don't know.
Yeah, it's a blood curse. It's a curse on the blood.
That means the blood in the house.
Well, that means that you're cursed.
The blood in the
family.
Your
logic.
Yeah, the blood in the family.
No, I'm in the... We're all cursed in the cursed house right now.
No, nothing bad has happened to any guests who stayed here.
Yes.
No. No, nope. Nothing is bad has happened to any...
Lawyers.
Actually, if you... Everybody give me an idea check.
I pass that.
I pass that as well.
Yes.
I pass that.
It's low, right?
Which pass?
Yeah, it's always low.
Idea.
Good,
yeah.
Yes. Low is good. 35 on a 70.
Yeah.
16 out of 70.
Will didn't have an idea.
Will.
18.
Is this thing on? Am I using this thing right?
18?
Oh, I thought it was 81.
18.
Does it really matter which one?
Yes.
Well, yeah, you have to pick one and stick with it.
I'm picking 18. All
right. So, yeah, you all remember that there was that guest who passed out on the upstairs landing.
Right.
What about that guest?
Upstairs
landing, passing out because someone was taking his energy from him.
Well, okay, we don't know that.
He passed out from the curse.
Well, first off, it was a she.
Well, Jeffrey, I mean, you're obviously much more of a research man than...
What, we did research? I took the oldest guy in town.
I know you did. I know you did.
Wait, stop.
Answer
my question!
I didn't answer your question.
You are endangering the lives of your guests!
No! My client is not endangering anyone.
This is wonderful.
No one that has come into this house has ever been in any danger.
Why is that the guest? The guest
she fainted. People faint.
Because of the ghost.
Ryan, while they're arguing, I'm going to wave to Valtic and head down to the basement. Just be like.
Because of the ghost.
Wait, can I make a spot hidden to see them sneaking off?
Certainly, if you're...
Can I make a sneak check, I guess?
Yeah.
To see if they...
First of all, you make a sneak check. Chris, if he fails, then
which
you can make your spot.
Okay,
all
right.
But there's going to be a penalty.
Oh, yeah, I failed.
You failed?
Can I make a sneak check?
There's going to be a penalty because you're involved in a heated argument.
Oh, my God.
So,
I got a one.
Roll it.
Wow. James succeeded. He got a one.
I got a one.
James is gone.
At a 40.
James, As someone who doesn't like to be on camera, you're out of the room before he even knows it.
Hey, let's go.
Well,
left.
Oh. Chris, roll it at minus 30 percentiles.
Minus 30, what was spot hidden? So,
no.
No,
not even if I didn't have a penalty. So.
All right, so, you're too busy arguing with Jose.
Okay.
The two of you sneak off. Does anyone else want a spot hidden as they sneak off?
Oh, why not?
Oh, I totally want to just go. By the way, guys, we have a new section of our show.
Certainly not.
Certainly not. Okay, so you are also eating.
I'm just going back and forth.
I think it all should be known.
My world's to the viewfinder. I don't see you guys.
Then we have a new investigator tonight.
You.
All right.
I'm going to prove tonight that these people are endangering their guests by letting them stay in a haunted, cursed house.
This is going to be awesome.
You will prove no such thing. And the only reason we are going to let you try is because we have nothing to hide. Because your investigation is going to come up with no one being harmed. Perhaps there's some eerie things going on. Little girls laughing. Maybe it's haunted. Maybe there is a curse that affects my client's family. But no guest has ever been harmed in this bed and breakfast.
Well, sir, I have never been proved wrong before.
Alex, you lean into the room. Actually,
I know.
Well, you can't really prove it. So
listen, I'm psychic, and my psychic powers tells me you're lying, and that tells me these ghosts want nothing more than to harm all of us.
Well, then why aren't they right now?
'Cause they're waiting.
Or
for the most opportune moment, like when people leave.
What do you think? This is a horror movie that everyone's just going to sneak off, and all of a sudden we're going to turn around and notice.
Yeah, at this point it dawns on you that they're not there.
Where the hell did they go?
Let's get them.
Go!
Maybe they're in the bath.
Yeah. Anyway, so Willow says, I think I better leave. I'm not feeling well. Do you think you can handle things from
Willow,
here?
Yes, I promise you, your best interests are being looked after. We don't want anything to happen to you. You go, put your feet up, and enjoy the rest of your night. Make sure you know I have absolutely. I have everything well under control.
All right. At this point, you hear a knock on the door.
I don't have anything under control, dude.
I'm running around the house again.
I answer the door.
You go and answer the door. Yeah. All right. Standing in the front door, wrapping a chain around his hands, is Bart, the middle-aged caretaker. And he goes, "Y'all ready to start the lockdown yet?"
Now I know why Bart was so creepy.
So how do you respond to Bart?
I'm going to pee.
That's how we respond.
I'm going to get it after you get back.
Lockdown begins at nightfall. It's not nightfall yet.
Yeah, it's actually kind of late at night now.
Oh, is it?
We'll say it's just starting to get the sun's starting to set. It's dusky.
Can you give us 5 minutes?
Sure.
You guys know I would have just handed you a drink, right?
Well, I'm going to pee after it.
I have okay, Ryan. So at
this, and right there, we'll take the 5 minute break.
All right, Derek. What is this now?
At some point, I have to unload a couple of things from the van.
Okay.
You know,
we all have to order our Domino's.
Right, or Domino's.
I have Domino's for every investigation. It's not energy.
He does. He has
a large.
Oh, there's a sponsorship.
They are. Yeah, they are sponsors.
A large part of your sponsorship comes from Domino's.
Yes, yeah, sponsored by Domino's.
Well, is there a Domino's in town?
There's Domino's always.
Yeah, there's always a Domino's. I said in the last game that it was one street with a town hall, a gas station, and a laundromat. But there was a Domino's.
There's Domino's. There's Domino's everywhere.
And a Subway, probably.
Probably,
there
yeah.
may have even been two Subways at this point. There were three in Oswego. You could stand at one and throw a rock and hit one of the others. It's a bit of an exaggeration.
No, but it's true, though. I mean...
Yeah, the five of them?
I mean, where I live, I live right off of Hampton Turnpike, and it's like there's one in one shopping center, and not six and a half minutes down the road is another one.
Yeah, but see, in Oswego, 6.5 minutes down the road, got you to the end, other end of the town,
right.
And you had already passed three.
One on.
All right, so everybody who's here, Derek, Frosty needs a few minutes to unload stuff.
Yeah, just a couple of boxes out of the van. Stuff we might need during lockdown.
My investigation bag.
You can be doing that.
Okay.
My investigation D-pack.
Voltic and I unpacked all the stuff already.
Yeah, all of your stuff is, like, expertly set up.
Mine
right.
in the back.
Gaffer's tape, you know, all the electrical cords are gaffer's taped down.
I wouldn't expect anything less.
Yeah. The,
I'm back in my chair.
The static night vision cameras are set up.
And I...
Oh, they have the best coverage.
Yes.
Do I get a camera?
That depends. Can you talk him into giving you a camera?
Yes.
All right.
You think
so?
I know I can.
Oh, because I have persuasion for you not to carry a camera. You can't persuade yourself, Will.
Persuade him.
Ryan, do I need to make a roll to allow myself to be frequently or sufficiently paranoid enough to bring
Actually,
the special
you know
box
what?
Into the car and into the house?
Probably just let me.
If you want to bring the shotgun, you go ahead and bring the shotgun.
You're fucking right, I am.
I'm giving him one of the head cameras.
You give him the head mount?
didn't even have
can
to try to
push it. I want to have a handy camera.
I want a head camera.
I would think you'd give me like
on
the cheap shit.
Well, here. Let's role play out this conversation.
You're the lawyer.
You want the producer to give you a camera. You go up to him. What do you say?
Oh,
lawyer.
I want a camera.
Mr. McNabb, I was wondering, since I'll be here, could I have a camera?
I look at the camera.
Ching, ching.
Yes, I'm getting a little low on cameras.
Just
I think the line would be,
What? An amateur who has absolutely no idea how to handle it? Sure.
Honestly, what Alex said.
As a producer, you'd probably be like, yeah, sure, fucking take a camera.
Right.
I have three. Choose one. I got the mini, I got the mini DV, and
everyone
I got
has a camera.
Chris, what's your photography like?
I don't have a camera.
What's it start at? Let's see. Come on.
Yeah, probably one.
Photographer? No, it's 10. It says 10. It's 10. 10.
All right.
It's 10.
So,
that's
unless...
That's 9 higher. Or the head cam.
Oh, so, yeah, unless you're incredibly lucky, I'm going to say that whatever you shoot comes out as, like, really bad home movie footage.
Yeah.
You get your thumb in the shot. I mean, all kinds of stuff like that.
Out of focus.
Well, I think I can probably manage to keep my thumb out of the shot.
It would be a little bit harder with a video camera to have your thumb in the shot.
I'm sure he can do it.
I'll take whatever one's easiest to use.
I guess the digital video.
Okay. All right, so, Jose, you're running around again searching for ghosts, I presume?
Yep.
But this time he has his personal handheld camera like this as he's running around doing his vlogging as he does his investigations.
You're taunting the ghosts?
Yes, I am. I'm saying, I'm here, fuckers! Take me on! I'm here for you! You don't scare Jose, Dynamo!
Alright, guys, I want a meeting.
So you're moving your equipment.
Yes.
He's running around like a fool. The two of you are having this conversation. Let's go with Jeffrey and Volpik.
Nice.
Okay, so you guys go down to the basement.
We can still hear them arguing upstairs.
You can still hear them arguing down.
In between...
Eventually, it dies down briefly, but then you hear more of Jose shouting and running around like an idiot.
Yeah. Did you ever find that room down here?
Yeah, actually, I outlined the wall here, and I outlined this little awkward brick. I didn't want to touch anything until you got here. There's a strange symbol on the floor. I think I sent it to you.
On the wall.
Actually. On the wall, yeah.
It's drawn across the bricks.
Okay. Do I recognize it, Ryan?
Give me an occult roll.
I'm good at that. Oh, I'm fucking good at that. I rolled a 4 out of 80.
Whoa!
Yeah, wow, that's a check.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I wrote my thesis on it.
I have dreams about that.
It appears to be...
It breeds? Oh, my God.
Yes, it's cheese. Oh. It's quite tasty when melted.
Wow.
It appears to be a stick with 5 branches coming off of it.
Oh, I got that already.
You recognize it as an occult symbol of warding. It's a protection symbol. It's supposed to keep away evil.
So if it's on this side, it's protecting us, or it's protecting whatever in that other room.
Since you created that, it's also been used to, you know, as sort of a warning to sort of a supernatural keep out sign.
It's protecting you from what's in there.
Yeah. it's said to have sort of psychosuggestive powers, you know.
Just sort of stay away.
Yeah, stay away. Don't look at this.
Huh.
These are not the droids you're looking for.
Yeah, pretty much. It's Jedi mind tricking us. Interesting. Look. Don't tell Jose about it, because he will literally run in there head first.
I can't believe that we have to work with this guy. He is.
I can't believe I've heard this guy.
I've never seen his show, and this is just ridiculous.
Yeah.
Okay, both of you make me a luck check.
I'm gonna be in the basement anyway.
Sooner or later.
Never made it there.
That one I did not pass.
Two.
Okay, so James, you pass.
I've been getting really good with that. You keep doing that all night, Daddy.
Okay.
Keep doing that. You survive. I hope I survive.
Maybe.
If I go in that room, I'm getting the sledgehammer and breaking that wall.
We're not supposed to destroy the property.
Alex.
That doesn't stop me before.
You happen to be standing in the wrong place. Take a hit point.
Oh. Okay.
The loose brick... that James has circled comes flying out of the wall across the small little hallway section there and smashes into your abdomen.
Oh, Jesus! Oh, what?
Look through the hole.
That's not good.
That did. What? How did?
I don't know.
I have a flashlight. I'm just flashing it at the hole. I'm not looking into it, but I'm flashing it at the hole to see, you know.
Again, you hear.
What was that?
Louder this time. Much clearer.
Does it sound like it's coming out of the hole?
Yeah, it sounds like it's coming from behind the wall.
Is that what you guys heard before?
Yes. Mean. Except it's a lot louder.
Wait a minute. They said that upstairs, they heard the child's laughter, but all those rooms, they line up. I'm gonna pull out my maps. Look, that's the upstairs where Maggie's room. She died. It's the kitchen where the wife died. And that's this. They all line up.
I'm upstairs. Oh.
They must be connected.
Wait, where's the third thing? Wasn't there a third thing?
It's out of order now. Maggie died there.
Right, something happened over here.
No. Lionel just disappeared. That was his bedroom. We don't know if that's where he disappeared.
Oh.
He just vanished.
Would we hear any of that, though, this renewed activity?
No, because you're too busy moving equipment.
Yeah, I'm not, that's fine.
He's running around, you know, shouting ghosts and taunting, and the two of them are arguing. And Willow left.
Right.
So
yeah, she
there's something in that room.
And I'm ordering a pizza.
And you're ordering Domino's.
Did there happen to be cameras or anything that caught that brick flying out and hitting me?
Well,
no, you didn't say anything about the cameras.
Oh, you guys don't have a camera on you?
Well, I did set up the house with cameras.
Right, but are you running?
Did you set up any in the basement?
Luck check.
Make a luck check at half. Because you said.
Oh yeah.
All right. So you set up a static camera.
You keep that up, buddy. Yes.
You set up a static camera. You go back and review the footage, and you can clearly see the brick just shoot out of the wall and hit him in the side.
Okay.
Do I come down at some point?
We need to get our handhelds and start taking some readings down here.
Pizza. Yes, it does. Nice.
I
walked out. You guys want pepperoni?
All right, sure, Will. You walk downstairs.
How did he know we were down there?
Yeah.
I just figured that because...
Well, make me...
Idea?
First an idea check and then a luck check.
Idea check.
You have to pass both of them.
Okay. The brick was just loud.
All right, I got three on the idea check.
Yeah. All right, so you figured that they probably went somewhere else to investigate.
Okay.
And now make me a luck check.
Did you figure out where they were?
Look.
It's right under idea. 35.
35 out of...
55.
Yeah.
All right, so yeah, you you figure it could only be upstairs, the kitchen, or the basement. So you got a 1 in 3 chance. You figured they went downstairs. So you, about this time, Will comes down carrying a steaming Domino's pizza.
Pepperoni.
thanks.
Will,
for that.
You see Jeffrey, you know, massaging his side. There's a chalk outline on the wall, a section of brick wall with a hole in it, and you see a brick on the floor.
What happened?
Nothing.
That's what the right happened? Call.
That looks like nothing. You seem to be in pretty big pain over there, man.
No, I'm fine. I'm good.
Has a stain of blood starts.
Where that?
just a little.
Yeah.
I don't think. Am I bleeding?
It cut you a bit. I got like a.
So it's like a line.
Yeah.
You're bleeding.
Oh no, that's ketchup. I got a burger when I went to the library before.
You didn't have that on you.
Maybe it's like that. Well, maybe it's
like that. It's sauce from the pizza.
Oh, shit. No one's had any pizza.
Apparently not.
Right. 93 on that one.
93? Yeah. All right, you're just too ecstatic that you got the fucking lawyer a video camera. Yeah, all right, burger. You can't really tell that he's lying to you.
I'll just see the brick.
What happened to that brick over there?
I don't know. It was like that when we got down here.
Okay. That's why it's outlined with the chalk on the wall.
Wait, it's not a waiver, so we can do whatever we want to the house. All
right.
Well...
sort of. Whatever we
want. When Will goes back upstairs.
That paperwork had something about
do you think we should tell
not,
anything about this?
That's your department. I just normally check the stuff. I don't know. I think Jose might actually, you know, do something a little drastic if he figures it out.
Ryan, with my occult knowledge, looking at the symbol, does it seem like it's still... Because I know he said it was really faded. Is it still, like, intact, or is it...
Actually, you know, it's starting to stand out a little more. You're not sure. You're not sure if that's because, you know, now that you've noticed it, its effects are sort of wearing off. Hmm. But it seems to be a little clearer now than it was.
With, 'cause I really critted that role. Is that good or bad?
Well, that usually that just means that now you can see through it. Whatever charm it was casting on you.
Oh. So the protective part is still there. Just the don't look at me part is gone. Or is the protective part gone too?
The protective part was that it was protecting you from finding the wall.
Oh, okay.
It was a, hey, why don't you look somewhere else?
Yeah.
Gotcha. Now it's not doing that.
Okay, because you said, I thought, okay. I misunderstood what it was
now
before.
Now there's a big red light saying, wall!
Should I slide the brick back in so that nobody notices?
You could try. I don't know if it's going to help.
Yeah, you're about the bail. I heard that the bootlegger.
Somebody else's problem. Going down,
but you didn't know about the secret room.
Somebody else's problem. Oh,
they said about the. Yeah.
Well, he told us they were storing alcohol there. I had to go to the library to find out they had a secret room underground.
I'm gonna gently slide the brick back in so nobody, you know. Or does it not let me?
Yeah, you can slide the brick back in. I mean, the mortar was completely destroyed around it, and it's loose. Obvious that it, you know, it's loose. So,
yeah, they might notice this if they actually pay attention to the wall.
Yeah, I'm not counting on Jose to pay attention to much of anything other than himself.
I pay attention to everything.
All right, let's go upstairs and get our equipment. Damn, that hurt.
All right, so the lockdown begins, we'll say. The creepy old caretaker takes great pleasure in chaining the front door shut.
Wait, what was his name again?
Padlocking.
Bart.
Remember, you gotta come back, because we want to investigate those stables and later on.
You got it. I'll come back at 3:30 in the morning.
Sounds like a plan to me, buddy.
What time is it now?
I'll say it's about 10. Alright, so you are all you all convene in the front hall or wherever, the kitchen, wherever you want to convene.
What's Round your... the dominoes.
What's our attack plan?
Damn it.
Producer.
Alright, well, first thing I'd say is that...
Well, first of all, everybody who's not Will and James and Alex, make me an idea check. Right? Oh, actually, spot hidden. Okay.
Spot hidden. Yeah.
Yep, 19.
I spotted it. Yeah, 19 as well.
Yep. Okay, all three of you noticed the widening blood stain on his shirt.
Oh! What happened?
Ghost!
Oh!
He's been attacked!
No, it was...
He's been attacked!
Actually, it was one of the camera equipment we were setting up downstairs.
Oh, fuck it, Valtic. Look. Alright, you guys have to be... Alright, Jose, here's what happened.
Yes.
I was downstairs, and I heard a ghost call your name.
In the basement? They want me down the basement.
No. They wanted you upstairs. They told me, I want Jose upstairs.
Well, you know what? Rule number one for me is, don't listen to fucking ghosts.
Jose, make me a psychology judge.
Wait a second. Is that your, third rule number one?
Rule number one for Jose Dynamo. Never have any limit to the number of rule number one.
15. So
15, rather. Yeah. So you can tell that he is lying his ass off to you.
And that's what I say. Rule number one, don't listen to ghosts. Do exactly what they don't want me to do. Surprise them. Keep them off their guard. And that's the Jose Dynamo way. Frosty, let's go to the basement right now.
All right, you go charging down the stairs.
I'm going to... Look... Guys, there's something very, very bad sealed up downstairs. There was a loose brick. That's what came out and hit me in the chest.
Frosty and Jose gone already.
Got hit by, maybe we should get a doctor here. I don't
know. No,
we don't want any liability here. It's
a bruise.
We gotta check it out. Because
he lifts up his shirt. You can see a very, very
oh my God, I can
angry
see,
bruise.
I can see the
bruise with a cut.
I've had worse. Look, we have to get down there and make sure Jose doesn't do something really stupid, because if he breaks down that wall, it could be bad.
He's going to break the wall?
I don't know.
I'm running downstairs.
Okay.
By the way, Chris is joining us on what's his name?
Andrew.
Andrew's joining us on the investigation.
I think it's kind of obvious.
I noticed. We're locked in already.
I just thought you'd like to know at some point. You guys are arguing too much. I couldn't get it in before.
I wasn't arguing at all. No, you guys were arguing.
They were arguing.
Look, never mind. Let's just go downstairs. Yeah. Now we're arguing.
Okay, so Jose, you go charging down the basement.
Cameras on.
Frosting at your heels.
Yeah, we got it.
You turn the corner, and you see where they've set up a static night vision camera. Huh. Voltic has taken the liberty of outlining a section of the wall.
Oh, yeah.
There is a chalk circle on the wall where you can see that a brick has been very obviously fitted back into place.
You know, I knew that would have come back to bite me in the ass.
It's going to come back to bite us all in the ass.
After looking at the wall for a couple of seconds, you start to see this strange outline of a symbol sort of fading into being or becoming more prominent. It looks like a stick with five branches coming off of it.
Do I see a sledgehammer? Wouldn't it be a branch with five sticks coming off it?
Yeah, well, you know.
Okay.
Give me a luck check. It's a basement, so there might be one lying around.
What is he looking for?
Oh, sledgehammer.
Oh, God. How fast can I get down there?
Yep,
17.
All right. There just so happens to be a tool bench on the other side of the room.
Ladies and gentlemen, what you have before you...
Ryan, when do we get down there?
Remember, it was check out the cut, he might break down the wall, oh shit, run.
No, it was much longer than that. There's plenty of time for him to look at the wall, notice the symbol,
find
a sledgehammer, and then start to go. Well, he can start to monologue.
Right.
So
right. He would monologue before he started to
attack. Depending on how long you monologue, Meyer. All right.
So, yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, what I see before you is a dirt gateway to hell, and I'm gonna break it down.
All right. So you guys rush downstairs just in time to see Jose swing the sledge at the wall.
No.
Jose, give me a strength. Strength times three check.
Oh, God. What is it?
Please fail.
That's 36.
What? 18.
Damn it.
That was 18 and a 10. One.
I said that's 18.
Oh, 18. Oh, wait, 8! Because zero. No, zero. Yeah, 8. So,
eight.
Yeah. Wait, what?
Wow.
All right, so you guys
extremely knocks it down.
How do you use 20s?
You guys see Jose bury the head of the sledgehammer in the wall, and half of it just comes down with his swing.
Wow! Wow! That was no damaging the house! That was hard for you to understand!
As soon as I see the walls coming down, I go... And then wait, just to make sure nothing really horrible happens.
Okay.
I'm approaching the wall.
Although my camera is still pointed at it.
Jose, you see...
Yeah.
On the other side of the wall, it looks like shallow pile carpeting, the same carpeting that you're standing on in the room. It's gray. And you can see the light from the... There's a bare bulb. Only goes so far into the room. The debris of the wall that you just knocked down, brick dust and mortar, cover the floor. And just as the light starts to fade out,
yeah,
you can see the outline of a skeletal hand.
Lionel.
Look at that! It's a skeleton! Lionel. Get the shot, Frosty! Nice. You see that?
It disappeared.
Oh my, it's a skeleton!
Oh, okay. He boarded himself in.
Ryan, you're going to break that chair.
Sorry.
There's a skeleton. I see it right there.
Make me a sand check, Meyer.
All right.
This is the first time you've actually seen a real fucking
shit
skeleton.
Just got real.
Yeah.
Oh, 49. Yep. I just passed.
All right, so you don't lose any 40, sand.
49 out of 50. I just...
Ooh.
approaching him to pull the sledgehammer from his hand to prevent him from doing more damage.
All right, so, Derek, actually, you two can make me a sand check.
Okay. 37, I'm good.
All right, so, yeah, you're good, too.
I'm shielded by the camera.
Holy shit! There's a fucking skeleton!
There's a detachment.
Yeah, right, exactly. Not actually in the room. I'm right here.
So you guys have some options now. You can explore the room. You obviously have night shot on your camera, so you can turn that on and get sort of the infrared idea of what's going on in there before you actually go in.
I have to yell at Jose first.
Okay.
So first, sledgehammer. Give me that.
No.
No. Did you read the fucking contract?
Yeah.
No damaging the house.
They dynamo contract.
No damaging the house. Look at all the goddamn cameras.
No liability. No liability.
You are going to be paid for this. It's on camera. I have a copy of the contract right here. Section 36,
my lawyers always make sure that I put up liability saying, I am not at fault for anything I do.
In the contract. Yeah, that's why I told Willow to take it out before she signed it. Right, and then they did.
Look at section 17.
Now, I critted that law roll, did I not?
You critted the law roll, yes.
So I would assume I saw section 17.
You saw section 17 and you had it omitted because she did not sign.
That's right. Why don't you look at the copy?
What the GM just said.
Signed. Right here. Section 17.
He's trying to help, man.
Just omit it. Look at this. Section 16, section 18.
Well, listen, no one told me about that first, so it's your fault.
I told you about that. I told you about that numerous times.
Guys, time out. Will, you're the producer.
Right, I was just going
to
open my mouth.
You just knocked down the wall. He wants you to pay for it. You can fucking pay for this, because this is the best goddamn television you've ever seen in your life.
So don't worry, we'll pay for the wall.
You'll pay for the wall?
You'll pay for the wall.
I can break the wall. On camera again. You'll pay for it.
I'll pay for the wall.
Knock down the rest of the fucking wall.
No, don't.
Well,
oh, God.
There's a lot of people.
Yeah, we have to replace the whole
There's a lot of people
anyway,
in one place.
Point.
I don't know if he's swinging a hammer yet. I think it's.
Yeah, it's very small in there.
All right. First, I know what we should do. I'll get my magic talking box.
What?
And we'll put it near the room and see if the ghosts talk with us. Or I can use my psychic powers. Which of the two do you guys want?
How the fuck do you guys work with him?
We don't.
Jose, look.
Usually.
Look.
Okay.
You know.
Ryan, nothing has come screaming out of the room and murdering us all, right?
Not yet.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm taking...
Jose, why don't you take your camera and go in there and see what's inside first?
I don't have a camera.
You're holding one.
Isn't there one attached to his
head? You have your
personal
camera.
But, you're holding one, and there's one strapped to your head.
Look. I don't say much, but I'm going to say this. I've been following this guy around for 6 years.
I'm so sorry.
We have never, and I repeat, ever, come across a skeleton behind a rock wall.
Just a ghost skeleton.
I understand that. We are in a whole different territory here. Jeffrey, have you ever come across a skeleton behind a brick wall?
Ryan, have I ever come across a skeleton behind a brick wall?
Absolutely not.
Of course I have.
You've found a couple of bones before.
You found a mouse skeleton.
Nothing this recent.
Wait, there's a...
Of course I have.
You...
There's a skeleton?
You don't believe in ghosts.
I do believe in ghosts.
Chris, you...
39 on a 39 on a 50.
Okay, make me a sand check.
Remember my goal, Ryan.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Crazy character. You might just get there.
So, holy fuck, how did you do that?
Look.
How do you only have 11 sanity points?
You fumbled a sand roll, so that's double sanity.
Wait. How do you only have 11 sanity points?
Is that maybe I did
no,
something
it's,
wrong?
It's
I don't
POW
think
times
so.
5.
Oh, then I must have done something
no,
wrong.
No, you have 55 sanity points. You still lost.
You're still going to lose probably a fair amount.
I there. Anyway, 55. Hold on, let me correct
you. I was looking at a sheet. It was at 11. I'm like, wait a minute.
Yeah, you know, I thought that was kind of solid.
He does correct
right
here.
Yes, he fumbled his sand check.
He fumbled your sand check. You cross off 5 sand points. Right. And you know what that means.
Yes, I do.
Temporary sanity.
Temporary insanity.
Just from a skeleton.
Wait, I can't do the Maya thing.
That's going to sound really weird on the mic.
Yeah. Okay. That sounds weird in my head.
I have the fastest especially hand in the West.
I can't do the Meyer thing, and then
and that's going to last for... That's going to last for a while.
Yes.
I would say probably for for the next half hour or so. You have echolalia.
What's that?
So you are so out of your depth here. And so frightened by what you see that you have no clue how to react to anything that's going on around you. So you can do nothing but repeat what other people say.
Oh, a skeleton. It's a skeleton. It's a skeleton. So we should go in there, right?
We should go in there, right?
No.
No.
Hi.
No. So we should do the box.
Okay, we should do the box.
All right. Magic box.
Ryan, I'm gonna walk over and take a look into the room. Sand check for the skeleton?
Yeah.
As I'm putting the magic box, I'm putting it on one of the bricks. You don't.
I'm gonna switch my camera to night vision and like stick it in and see.
I was like, oh no.
I have the magic box and a whatever.
By this point, I'm like, oh, for fuck's sake.
Okay, so you're looking around the room?
Yeah.
You see...
What is wrong with that guy?
You see what looks like a reception desk.
It's not a team player.
It's not a team player.
Okay.
A couple of chairs. chairs are knocked over. There is debris and detritus all over the room. And the skeleton is leaning up against the desk. But it's not actually a skeleton. It's a corpse, but it looks really shriveled and shrunken and dried up. It doesn't actually look rotted at all. You would be hard pressed to say
mummified almost.
Yeah, almost mummified.
Looks like Hanselbar.
I'm not saying it was aliens, but it was aliens.
I have my talking box and a regular voice.
So what's in? So oh we're goodness. Here, so I can see like what's over here, right?
Yes.
I can't see into this room.
No,
oh, no.
That disturbs me.
I just realized Meyer's going to realize that. That's
so you
a
see the hallway.
Mummies.
Going off to the left.
Uh-huh.
The desk is sort of here-ish. Some chairs over here. You would surmise that if
it was the doctor's ran his practice out of the basement. This was Guys, I think this used to be Dr. McClellan's waiting room. Yeah, I just said that. Oh, for fuck's sake.
Can I do my investigation,
Can I do
please?
My investigation, please?
Okay, yeah, so go right on in.
Yeah, go
Jose,
right on in.
You've got the spirit box.
And a voice recorder right next to it in case like, it decides to just go on the voice recorder.
Okay. So what do you say to the ghosts?
I'm here, ghosts.
Got
anything to say to me?
Doesn't bother you, Meyer.
How long does it take us to realize that he is actually repeating everything?
Oh, what? Two sentences?
if you've heard him speak, you can probably tell that.
Okay.
He's just staring off into space and repeating whatever anyone else
okay.
says.
What have you done to this guy?
Are you possessing him right now?
No, he just broke a little bit.
No, he just broke a little bit.
I'm expecting Meyer to go. Is there an echo in here?
Ghosts?
Probably by the skeleton.
Probably by the skeleton.
Joey, take him upstairs.
Shall we take him upstairs?
Take him upstairs, Joey.
Take him upstairs, Joe.
All right.
Andrew, come with me.
All right. So, Joey leads Andrew upstairs. Voldik, where are you in all this?
I'm on my way down the stairs now. I was going to be behind.
He was eating the pizza.
Jeff. Yeah, I was eating pizza.
I put Andrew in a chair and then I have him sit down on the couch or something. And I
heard a lot of talk
himself.
About.
Yeah, I wouldn't leave him by himself.
Well, I would.
All right. So,
you know what? I won't leave him. I'll be upstairs with him, but then I'm going to shoot the main guy a text.
Why don't you get Bart to come watch me?
You're going to shoot McClellan? McAllister?
Yeah.
Yes.
Right. Oh, my fucking God, it's gone.
I love how everyone around here is all, like, everyone's Irish. There's the McClellans and McAllister and McNabb.
Jose Dunn. Jose Dunn.
No, my guy's the Italian. Fuck he is.
All right, so, Jose, you asked the spirits... The voice box.
Yeah.
Says. Dead.
Now I think it'd be really creepy if upstairs where I can't hear the voice box. Nevertheless, I still say dead.
Dead.
Dead. Right to Joe. Dead.
Wait, what did you ask it?
I asked. What are we? I forgot what he asked. Right. What did they say?
He said, "I'm here, ghost. What message do you have for me?"
Oh, right. I asked them what message they want from us. You want us to be dead?
Blood.
You want our blood?
Blood.
At this point, Jose, where are you standing?
I'm like in front of the hole.
You're in front of the hole. You didn't go into the room?
No, because my voice recorder I put like on the bricks on the hole by the bricks.
All right. Did you go into the hole, Alex? Did you go into the room?
No, I stepped aside. I mean, I like stuck my head in when I had the camera.
Okay.
And then I stepped back so he can do his box thing.
All right. So, Jose, you're standing there with your box. Make me a sand check.
Oh, buddy. Yep. Yep. That's a six, and I already failed. So.
Oh, no.
Well, he didn't credit fail like Chris.
No. No, he just slightly failed.
You lose seven sand.
Holy shit.
As you feel something close around your neck. And you hear...
Do I do the laugh, too?
If you want. Yeah.
How is he reacting?
Jose... You feel something just clench around your neck. It is choking the life out of you. And then you feel something shoot into your back. A couple of times over.
Three scratches, the sign of the Trinity.
Everybody else who's watching this, make me sand checks.
Everybody that is me and Will.
I failed. I'm right next to him.
I passed.
I passed. They pulled a 49 out of 50.
I pulled an 83 out of 60.
All right, Alex, I'm very sorry. You lose 9.
Oh. Wow.
I got a 4 out of 65.
All right, so in that case, Derek, you and James, you only lose 1.
Oh, nice.
So that means that the two professionals are insane now.
Wait, why does he lose 1? He didn't. He
one professionals. You could say 3 professionals.
I'm sorry. The 3 paranormal professionals.
Okay, 2.
All right. Now my 49 won't save me.
You guys.
You roll it against your max sand.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. You lose 1. You passed your sand check.
Yes.
Then you lose 1. Yes. James, you passed.
I got a 4 out of 65.
4 to 6. Yeah. You lose 1. You guys failed.
Yeah.
Meyer, you're fucked. Alex, you lose 9.
Yep.
And your reaction is.
Oh shit! That's the evil laugh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, I will hold off on your reaction until I tell you what you see.
Okay.
Jose just sort of freezes up and he reaches for his neck, but he can't quite get to his neck. Because you can tell that something is choking him.
Does his neck's like indenting?
Yeah, and then he jolts forward. You see the spectral outline of something start to appear. At first, you think it might be an arm or a hand or something, but then it resolves itself into a shape that's just completely inhuman. These claws, these pincers, crushing his neck, and As the form continues to reveal itself, you see just this mass of writhing tentacles and suckers. It almost looks like some kind of a sea anemone.
Some sort of weird nautical doctor. John Zoidberg.
The tentacles have these suckers that are just writhing at the ends, biting at nothing, grasping, and you can see a couple of them plugged into Jose's back. And you realize that this form is revealing itself to you guys because it is literally sucking the blood out of him, and the blood is what's showing you what's there.
So it's just blood-colored.
It's It's this really, like, almost translucent crimson.
All right. Well, thing. I'll go insane then.
See the circulatory system.
And Alex.
Yes.
The only way that you can save yourself from this thing.
Oh God.
Is to feed the rest of these fuckers to it.
Damn it! That's the one I wanted.
Okay.
So
I'm just dead.
So we're in combat now.
Oh.
Let's see. This thing.
Mental disorders.
This is not anything. Well,
murder.
No, I think this game's going to be over pretty quickly.
Oh, holy fuck. Meyer, you lose 6 hit points. Okay. As this thing literally starts to suck the life from you.
It's like Cell.
Right. No, the DBT not like Cell. Well.
I think it's really ironic that Meyer's been saying all that the entire game that there were ghosts that were going to suck the life out of people. No one believed him. He's going to die because a ghost is going to suck the life out of him.
Yep.
What a demon, baby.
You know what the really ironic part about this whole thing is? The creatures that I decided to use for this game are aliens.
Yeah! Ghosts?
Most of Lovecraft's creatures are aliens.
Yeah.
I was rushed.
All right, so in terms of dex ratings, because I don't really feel like worrying about having you guys roll initiative, Jeffrey goes first.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ah, crap.
Well, Chris and Will are upstairs, so they're safe for now. So, I'm sorry, I guess Frosty would be the closest, because he has to film this. So it would either be Frosty or my old friend Vultic. Whichever one is closest.
I'm on the stairs still.
Yeah,
I didn't even see the skeleton yet.
I would be. Mummy. Yeah. I mean, I would be. I'm closest. I'm trying to figure out the layout. Okay, hold on.
Yeah. So Meyer and I are right here.
Meyer is standing in that doorway.
Right. I would be between the wall and the steps because that's the steps here.
Well, no.
This
is the stairs from
out.
Upstairs.
Okay.
This is the stairs to outside.
Okay, fine. So this is where the wall...
No, the wall is the squiggly line.
Okay. So I would probably be about here, considering the fact that I was shooting him...
Yeah.
Right. I was standing right next to him because I was right there.
Right. So you would be here and here. I would be here.
Right. So in that case, I'm going to reach out and grab Frosty and shove him towards the hole.
Okay, Frosty, you get a response to this.
Sorry, Frosty.
It's all right.
What about the shot?
I would.
Well, they just get a better shot.
Right. Well, I would. I think
you stay in frame. I don't think you're worried about the shot. I don't think you're worried about your life.
I would say drop the camera and resist.
Okay.
I mean, the natural response would be to, if someone's grabbing you, to push
like
back.
that's completely justifiable. All right. So I think that would be a grapple check.
Okay.
Akos. Well, first, Akos, you make me. Make me a strength times 3 check.
Strength times 3.
You shove Frosty into the water.
I pass.
You pass. All right, so Frosty, if you succeed at a grapple check, you will resist him, but if you fail, then you
all right.
get thrown.
So I have to get lower than 25?
Yeah.
21, I'm there.
All right, so...
I'm not a small man, Jeffrey.
Yeah, keep in mind, the person you decided to throw under the bus is a former football
player. A, he's not the element of surprise.
Yeah.
B, I'm insane.
And he is holding a camera.
That right.
Insane at A.
Yeah.
He spent all of his
time... Well, I'm insane.
I'm
not thinking straight.
Proving there is no such thing as ghosts. He's actually never...
No, I believe in ghosts.
I'm the one who doesn't.
I'm just trying to scientifically prove that they exist instead of just saying everything's a ghost like him and making everyone who believes look like an idiot.
No, I know. And
haunted
it, but it's a good first time dealing with
all right, so,
apprehension.
Yes, hence
Jeffrey,
the insanity.
Jeffrey,
yes.
You reach out to push Frosty into the hole and hopefully put him between you and whoever the fuck is eating Meyer. Frosty, you see him coming, and you turn and grapple him. So
I shouldn't
you guys
have
are...
done that. That was stupid. Oh, well.
What?
Oh, I that was a stupid action. I should have done something else, which
yeah.
I only thought of now.
All right, well, you didn't do that.
No,
I probably should have hit him over the head with that brick.
Oh, that would have worked too.
You guys are locked in a grapple.
Okay.
Who's next? Jose, you're at 13. This thing is grappling you. You can try to escape from it or hurt it somehow.
I'm gonna try
to escape from it.
Is he still holding the sledgehammer?
Use your psychic power.
No, Chris took it.
You lost your sand, so I should roll for your soundness. Let's see.
You just said I was fucked, so I just figured I'm dead.
Not yet.
Well, not yet. You only lost 3 hit points, right?
yeah, you're dead.
Jesus. Meyer, I am so sorry. I rolled a 0 for your temporary insanity. Catatonia.
I just do nothing.
It lasts for 5 rounds.
Oh, shit.
All right. So this thing is eating you. You can't even see what's eating you. You just know that it's sucking the life out of you. Yeah. In Jose Dynamo talk, it's draining your energy.
Is my tan going away?
you imagine that it is, but your life just starts to flash before your eyes.
It's a pretty awesome life.
Yeah, even though it's all been great, this is a terrible way to end it.
Cool. And you way, feel
at least this proof is getting on camera.
You just have to hope that Frosty makes it out alive with the tape.
currently locked in a death match with a crazy person.
Can I just set up downstairs, though?
Ryan, yeah, we do have the static camera picking you up.
Come back as a ghost.
Possibly. We'll get to that. We'll get to that if you die. All right. So, Baltic, you're next in the lineup. You see this happen. You see,
Jeffrey.
Sorry, Jose getting choked by something. You actually can't really get a clear shot at what's taking him, because it has started to drag him into the room. Okay. So you see Jose just sort of flailing and getting pulled back.
I'm assuming my meter's needles are just pretty much...
Yeah.
I think it just kind of exploded
buried
in my hand.
In the red.
Okay.
You also see your former colleague, Jesse, trying to beat the shit out of Frosty.
I think my first action is going to be to try to get these two to come help me, because there's no way I'm going to be able to stop them.
I'm just a hired hand.
I'm not really, you know...
Oh, shit.
I'm not anybody important.
I know you're going to leave me to die.
I have to get my firearm, which I leave at the front door for some reason.
I'm trying to figure out what my next... If I knew if I could get to my shotgun in time...
Yeah.
All right.
Jade is leaving me to die.
I'm not leaving you to die. I'm actually going to get help.
We cut back upstairs. Joey.
Do you think it would be appropriate for me to just go, sustenance?
Yeah, why not?
Well,
pizza?
So I do.
You got some pies.
I'm sitting at Command Central. Looking at Chris, meanwhile, there's the cameras in front of me. I'm still looking at Chris because he keeps just saying random things and I'm confused as heck.
Random, really creepy things.
So I've never actually, I don't actually see anything on the camera.
Are you taping it, Will?
Sustenance.
What?
Is he taping him saying weird stuff?
He's looking at where the monitor banks are.
You actually see the monitor banks. You glance over, you see Jose get yanked into the room that you guys just unearthed.
Holy shit!
grappling with Frosty, looks like he's trying to kill him, and then Voltic comes charging up the stairs.
Can we say that my firearm's in my tool bag at the front door? Can we?
You didn't say anything about bringing your firearm in, so make me a luck check.
Ouch. Pass.
Yes, you're in there.
All right. So it's in the tool bag by the monitor bank. We'll say that's in the main hall.
I'm gonna run in and I'm gonna tell Mr. McGann, there's some crazy shit going on downstairs.
There's some crazy shit going on downstairs.
You gotta help me.
Gotta
I can't
help
handle
me.
All
I
three of them on my own.
I'm gonna go get my gun.
At this point, John McNabb goes, you have a gun?
You have a gun?
I have a gun?
At least that's what I would do. Like,
Why would I go to the local firing range instead of just hanging out while they're getting locked in?
All right, so that'll be the first round.
I don't like being on camera.
Round two. Where's Jeffrey?
He stepped out for a second.
He went to Tinkle.
He went to Tinkle. So we'll hold off on round two.
Hey, he's coming back. I heard him flush.
I heard
he knows how to flush a fucking bowl.
I hope he does too. All right, Jeffrey, you're up again. You are now currently locked in a death grapple with Frosty, the former football jock.
Yeah. I think I'm going to try to just push him off me.
Did you mention? Did I mention I have a size of 16? I'm just saying.
I'm scrappy.
I'm a size of 14.
Tight end, actually.
Linebacker, quarterback,
oh, no, no.
All right, you're just going to try to push him off?
Yeah.
Would you mind pouring me a glass, too? Make me a grapple check.
Would you mind pouring me a glass, too?
I very failed.
No, I don't.
You very failed. All right, so you try to push him. He does not budge.
That's fair.
So next we have Jose.
You're still
getting dragged.
How much blood do I lose this time?
The rest of it.
Let's see. You actually lose 2.
Oh, that's better.
How many hit points do you have left?
Right, let's see. After that, I have 6.
You have 6.
No, I have 5.
5. Okay, so you could feel this thing sucking the life out of you, and it's hungry. It's ravenous.
Yeah, 25.
It is feeding off of you.
If there's another grapple check, I'm not looking very positive of mine either.
It's whatever if you fail, too. We'll just go.
It also... is dragging you further into this dark room. You can't see. You can see the light coming through the brick wall you smashed as it disappears. It's not a very big room, but it's just slowly receding, and you're also sort of fading in and out of consciousness. But then, just at the last second of this turn, whatever it had plunged into you.
Yeah.
It breaks off.
Oh, that's unfortunate.
It's still dragging you. It's still got you by the neck, and it's pulling you down the hallway.
Breaks off like Let's Go or like Bee Stinger.
But sadly, you're still catatonic. Yeah, so.
It doesn't. It just disengages. I'd like to help you,
but I have a problem now.
I have
James, it's gonna take you 2 turns to get your gun and get back to the basement.
If I don't die in 3 turns.
Yeah, that's exactly what I said.
I figured I
explained mine.
Yeah, you did explain yours. James stole your explanation.
He did.
Because it was a good explanation.
He did.
I don't even remember your explanation.
If I was playing Will's character, my reaction would be, what the fuck is going on? Why does my entire crew have guns?
I have a taser.
I honestly totally forgot that was your explanation.
Except for you.
No, all of us have guns, damn it!
It's what tough to do. I mean, you know.
I have a taser and mace.
What the fuck?
What is going on?
What is going on? You trip as you walk into through the dining room, into the main hall. You kind of go skittering a few feet. You unzip your bag and you take out whatever. What do you have?
Let's see. Something.
It would be a handgun, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it would be a handgun, but.
You didn't say what kind of gun you have?
No, I didn't think of one. Sorry. Leave me alone.
You didn't have a gun at all. You didn't have a gun. Bullshit. All right. Since you passed your luck check, I'll let you get away with it.
I have a gun. It's right upstairs. It's a very nice gun.
It's right. It's with my girlfriend in Canada.
You got a 38 automatic.
Awesome.
It's at 20%. It does 1d10 damage. Its range is 15 yards. You can make 2 attacks per round, 1 at dex and 1 at half. It has 5 in the 1 in the chamber, 5 in the clip. It has 8 hit points.
That's it.
And
6.
It breaks on a 99.
That's mouth.
Yeah, thank you. All right, so you grab your 38, you know, and you run back into the fray.
Maya could get shot through again while trying to save him from something horrible.
It could.
That happened in the Chronicle Ryan's running. I accidentally shot Maya through the shoulder to kill the guy who was holding him hostage.
All right, so now we move on to Joey.
Accident.
Your tech, pretty much, has just told you that he's going to go get his gun because there's some crazy shit happening downstairs. You see one of your stars get dragged into a room, into the darkness, and two of your other crew members are obviously fighting each other to the death. in the monitor bank. What do you do?
Could I creepily say, hide? Or just, I should say something, right?
Well, I'm the producer. I gotta try and get things under control.
Are you gonna go down there and yell at them?
You guys stop fighting with each other! You guys fight in the view of the camera!
Gonna go negotiate with the horrible monster, see if we can get a contract?
No,
I understand Alex's description because he saw the whole thing. I haven't seen what's got him because.
No, you haven't.
Right, because it was pretty much, hey, look at this. What the?
Yeah. You passed your sand check.
Yes.
Made you make a sand check.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
So I saw
the same thing. Okay.
So,
you just took it.
So you know right. that something is drinking.
I had the camera. It makes a difference.
Yeah. You know that something is drinking Jose's blood.
Right.
Like
and dragging
blood.
Him into this.
And
into
I would
this
love to help you if not for Dickless over here.
Hey, I think I got a pretty big dick to go grab a football player and try to shove him out of my way.
So I think you just have an insane dick.
That's right.
You might so have Joe,
same difference.
I'm going to need I'm
so
need
Dickless is on the containment crate.
So it's either insanely big or insanely right, small. So I'm going with a ladder.
I'm going with that. I got to do my job. Go down and have my two guys stop fighting.
Okay, so you're going to go downstairs.
I have never seen so much dedication from a television producer before.
And try to break
amazing.
Up the fight.
Ryan,
yeah.
What kind of... And what are you your doing guy, what kind of blood is Joe's
in? Edgers is going to stay upstairs.
What's his blood type?
Oh, is he?
B positive, yeah, of course.
B positive, exactly. I was just about to say that.
It's my blood type. Oh, no, now people know my blood type.
I could use some B positive blood.
Andrew, right, stay
so
here.
Frosty, on the black
Andrew, Andrew, stay here.
Frosty, I'm not even going to bother to ask what Andrew does. He's just gonna...
I sort of want to wander off on them alone. I really, really want to.
The hilarious thing that you can do is follow him down to the basement. But
see, I think it might be more fun to wander off somewhere else.
Well, Frosty gets an action first.
Going
so
more insane.
All right. You think about that. Let's keep this on track.
I'm running down.
You're running downstairs into the fray. It'll take you next turn you can get there.
I would think at this point my reaction is just to put him down. He keeps pushing me. I just got to put him down.
That's right. Fair.
You gonna punch him or just slam him to the ground?
Football players tackle.
Yeah, I wouldn't punch him. I would like a shoulder tackle, kind of knock him down kind of thing.
All right. You know? Give me strength times four then.
All right, okay. So how do I do that? Just roll and see what happens?
Yeah.
Well, you multiply your strength by four.
Oh, okay.
And roll under that.
Okay, strength by four, I didn't do it. Okay, I rolled a 70, and my strength is 15, so that would have been a 60.
Mm-hmm. All right, so you don't put him down, but you slam him into the wall.
Okay.
Alex.
Yeah.
Take a hit point, because that fucking hurt.
Yep.
Have a football player slam you into a wall with his shoulder.
I have three more turns of catatonic.
Alex, it's your turn.
Can I slip away from him now?
He's
all right.
Yeah, no.
Andrew. That's Andrew. The A name I was looking for.
Alex Andrew.
Yeah.
I guess Baltic is coming back toward the...
yeah.
Maybe I'll stand up and approach him and say something creepy at him.
Okay. So what do you say?
Maybe I'll just say hunger again.
Okay.
Walk up, place my hand on his... Look at it. Hungry.
Make me a sand check. Because you've just seen someone get dragged off to God knows where.
Whoa, I got two. It was good.
That's
freaking dollars zeros all the time.
You keep this up.
Another,
you stay there. You know, you're going to stay like
rounds.
That. Oh, wow. Okay.
It's not one of those.
How long you would say?
Seven more rounds.
Jesus.
I'm trying to get there to save you.
I should have told you. I rolled a 9 for you, so...
I must
so have nine total James, rounds.
You don't lose any sand because you pass that.
Wait, so okay, so I have seven more rounds.
Seven
of
more rounds.
I'm gonna calmly tell him that I have leftover pizza by the front door.
Okay. Now we start into round two. Pizza. Jeffrey, what are you doing? You're into a wall.
I would
round
like to
two,
try
round
to
round three.
Slip away
three.
From the giant
round
football.
Three.
I'm sorry. I'm just making sure. Round three, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
How long was I crazy for? Wasn't it five?
Right, it's a half hour. You said.
Half hour.
It's different for you.
Well, actually, since we're in combat now.
It's fine. I like being insane. It can be for as long as I want.
You know what? Make me a POW times 5 check.
POW times 5? That's 55. And that's 85.
That's 85. No, you don't gain control of your wits. Yes. So, Jeffrey, you've just been slammed into a wall. What do you do?
I'm going to try to slip away from his grip. Maybe slide down. If he's holding me, pressing me against the wall.
Dex times three. Derek, do you want to oppose him?
I think I'm just trying to get him to let go. So I mean, if he's slipping, I might just follow him in the movement.
Let him go? Okay.
Yeah, or push him away, or because I'm just thinking, he's attacking me. I just want to get him away. So
I think I failed, but I'm not sure because it's right on the cusp.
So
give me a second. He said times three.
He might get the escape assist by me pushing him away.
45 out of 42. 45 out of 42.
All right, so you try to slip away, but he keeps control. Derek, on your turn.
Yes.
If you want, you can make another strength times four check. I'll give you plus 20 percentiles because he's already going that way.
Okay.
You just have to keep control of him and toss him.
Okay.
But Jose, it's your turn now.
He's catatonic.
He's catatonic for three more times. So this is going to be three.
You are, as I said, fading out of consciousness. You're dragged down the hallway and around the corner.
What do I see?
Into a room
with a moose.
Except for your moose.
It looks like an office that's been destroyed. Mm. The desk has been flipped over and tossed across the room.
Oh, did I see the body?
Yeah, you saw the body. The body's gone. You've been dragged. If you look at the floor plan,
into here.
You're not sane enough to figure this out. You've been dragged down the hallway and into the room on the opposite side. The desk has been flipped over and tossed across the room. You see filing cabinets knocked over on their sides. There's a Carolina Gamecocks pennant that's been torn in half, and there's a hole. There's a hole in the wall, sort of close to the floor, kind of a jagged hole, and it seems like whatever is dragging you is dragging you toward this hole.
Is there a pinata in there as well?
I think that's the best thing he could possibly hope for. he gets dragged through the hole, and everybody just jumps out and yells, "Surprise!" But what? No, that's probably not what's going to happen.
Playboy Playmate Party.
all right, so Vaultik.
Yes.
At this point, you are bounding down the basement stairs. You will get to where Frosty and
Jeffrey
are fighting next round.
Like here, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm guessing that would make the most sense.
Joey has come down the stairs beforehand. Joey, you are now in this combat round, so you can affect this however you like.
Would I notice him arrive in this situation or no?
Yeah.
Okay.
So you can call for him to help.
Yeah.
You get we'll say that's a free action.
Okay.
Talking. So.
Yeah.
All right. What the fuck's going on down here,
Joey? Someone's got Jose.
What?
Something's got Jose. And I'm like moving my head like I got him, and I'm like,
get Jose.
Something's got Jose.
Go around and look and see what's going on in there.
Yeah, I'm gonna look around.
All right, so you'll look at
you
that.
You see the
next
skeleton?
Turn.
You go insane.
Frosty, you're give him a toss.
Yeah. Okay. It would be 98. It was a 60, 70, 80. No, I didn't do it.
All right. So you were kind of distracted, yelling at Joey.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So you don't really, you miss your opportunity.
Yeah, that's fine. I mean, it's
so we're still grappling?
So you gave up the grapple. Now he's just, I'm guessing he's just sort of like holding you by the shirt.
Right. I'm trying to get you to go away, but you don't want to go.
No, I want to go.
You can't go. I don't know.
So yeah,
I'd like to roll lower, please.
Well, wasn't he going to push him? So he kind of failed the push. So instead of pushing him in the direction he wanted, he kind of pushed him in the other direction.
If you just want to let go of him,
that's fine.
You let him go. He staggers a couple of paces. He doesn't go flying you quite intended him to.
That's fine. But I can't be of any assistance if he's pulling me.
And then Chris, you're up now.
I've decided that since I'm copying people, I'm going to go walk over to Vaultik's bag and take something out.
Alright.
What's in the bag?
Mainly, give me a luck check.
Maybe construction tools, but alright.
I'm hoping something dangerous.
Okay.
Luck. No, 67 out of 55.
Alright, you find a level.
There you go.
Alright.
You're holding it like a gun. That's
right. I don't think you could. There's no handle. I'd have to hold
it. Well, it has some circles like in it. Sack. Some of them have circles in it where they
Some levels are actually like rulers with a level thing attached to them, so it could look kind of like a gun.
Square kind of thing.
All right, okay, now we're so down
I'm holding it like a gun.
Nope.
Jeffrey, you've been released from your grapple.
Yep. Well, I still want to feed them all to this thing to save myself, right?
That's the plan, yeah.
Well, obviously throwing them at it isn't going to work. So my new plan is to bolt up the stairs and lock the door behind me.
All right.
And just lock them in the room with it.
Pretty good plan.
Yeah.
So you're running right into my plan.
Give me my next trap. Time, Steve.
I've got a level. What do you have? He's got crazy.
Damn it, no, I failed again.
I failed.
I've got that, too.
All right, crazy so you...
I've got more crazy.
You go to bolt up
I've
the stairs.
I've got more level.
You stumble on the stairs, so you have you guys have another turn to realize that he's probably got bad things on his mind.
Right.
He's
bad
on
attention.
He's on the stairs.
Well, I figured he'd run into Chris, you know, just also like, climb on the staircase.
Or just push him out of the way.
Yeah, I'm by the front door.
I'm guessing Chris is just sort of wandering slowly, so it's going to be another turn or two before he gets into this properly.
I think I pulled out the level and turned around, and that's about all I managed to do.
Jose.
Maybe.
Number four.
You're at turn number four. This thing drags you into this hole. Your eyes are sort of adjusting to the darkness, but you cannot see anything.
No.
That's upsetting. You cannot see anything once you're in this area. Mm. You once again hear that sort of high-pitched laughter.
At least it's funny.
And then...
Which means Chris has to laugh.
You hear
but no
something,
one heard me that time.
You hear something that sounds like a sneeze. And all of a sudden, it's like you just walked through a field of flowers in springtime and got a face full of pollen.
That's nice.
That's probably not nice.
No, not at all. Tell me the mummy's moving.
All right, Baltic.
One more turn.
Yes.
He's still
You bound
juicy.
Down the stairs just in time, I guess, to see...
Them stop fighting.
Me, you know, me come running
just
out of the stairs.
Just going up the stairs.
Just in time to see Jeffrey run up past you. You can try to stop him.
I just be like, where are you going? What's going on? It's like...
I ignore him.
Push him.
Push him on the stairs.
Can I push him as I run past? Or would that be another action?
Yeah, that would be another action.
Then I'm just ignoring him.
You're just ignoring him.
Probably muttering right. something about the monster.
You guys see the...
No one else has seen the thing. Oh, no. Yeah.
I did.
Yeah.
I did too, right?
Oh, they have, yeah.
You and you have seen it. Meyer has encountered it. He
right.
doesn't know what the fuck it is.
Meyer's making out with it.
I saw something else at 8.
Tentacle.
Yeah, you saw the...
It's last meal.
Meyer's getting hentied.
Oh yeah.
you guys notice that James has a fucking automatic pistol.
I don't. I'm running.
That gives me a great fucking idea.
So James,
what do you do? Automatic level.
As I notice him run away. What happened? Why were you guys fighting? Where's Jose?
So James spends his turn talking.
Right. Yeah. Okay.
I was gone for a turn and a half. You guys were fighting for no reason. He's missing.
I was gone for a turn and a half. Guys, I've been gone for a turn and a half.
Yeah.
What happened?
You've been away from this about 10 seconds.
Oh, really?
Right.
Okay, so
it's the turn, a whole turn and a half.
Like the whole situation has changed since I've been gone, though.
Yeah. James, you see me probably running into the room. Like, you see me, like, running.
No, you're there already.
Yeah, you're there.
Yeah, you're there.
Oh, yeah, Will's running into the horrible room.
I told him that's what, yeah. I said that something's got Jose.
Will enter James.
All right, so James spends his turn asking for a sip. Joey, you climb through the hole in the brick wall. First thing you see is a desiccated skeleton, a corpse.
Mummy, right?
Yeah, sort of like a mummified.
Was it going insane?
Give me a sand check.
Didn't he see that before or no?
No, he wasn't.
Oh, I'm losing track of who was where.
I've seen something like this before.
No, wait, why? Okay. Show business, you've seen a skeleton, why?
Yeah, you saw it in that snuff porn.
Yeah, in the show that you developed where they track postcards, you saw a skeleton.
Right.
It was a very poorly managed post office.
It was a hologram. Someone got their arm stuck in the machine.
And no one ever pulled it out.
Somebody tried mailing a dead body.
Why is the mail sorter not working? Oh, Bob Skeleton stuck in
there. Me.
Let me pass. 59.
Out of?
55.
Oh. More insanity.
That's not good.
Will you lose 3 cents?
Not enough
to drive you insane.
No.
But let me again describe
the room. The whole situation is odd enough.
Gray shallow pile carpet.
Use this one to roll.
What do you think? You lose 3, Will. So 55, 54, 53. Cross them out. No, you lose.
Okay.
Math, Will. No. Okay, yes, you're at 52 now.
All right, so, Will, you see it's very dark. Your eyes are starting to adjust. You see the desiccated corpse. Seems to be a reception desk.
My dex was 14 times 3. It's like 40-something.
And there is a smell in here.
A flower?
It is a smell of... Oh, it's
terrible. Eric halfway to a new bath?
It's almost...
Hi, Eric.
I heard...
You visited a couple of...
Oh, just realized what happened.
You visited a couple of steak places where they slaughter their own meat.
Oh, so better than Eric.
So, you know the smell of a slaughterhouse.
It's terrible.
Yeah, and now I realize it's really bad in the air.
Maybe
so.
He won't listen to us and Chris won't...
I don't have time that I gotta find Joe's.
I don't think you will listen.
Alright, you hear rustling from down the hall.
I wouldn't say.
What if we mention ponies?
Okay. Don't.
I'm saying.
Too late.
Wait. Was that anything new?
No.
Just mentioning.
No, he just said they should mention it.
No. Okay. Yeah, there was nothing
new. By the way, if you punch the keeper 16 times, it automatically gives him permission to kill your character.
Well, then, I'll just give you 15 and wait for the end of the game.
Touche.
You know, the ponies were adult ponies.
Are they really?
Yeah.
Why do you know that?
Because they told me. I didn't know. I was like...
All right, enough pony talk.
Yeah. I know nothing.
Eric's not even here. You guys brought it up.
They're called little ponies, though. But they're
all right.
I stopped.
I don't want to know.
I'm just saying.
I appreciate that.
Point of order.
There are people getting beaten to death and
yes.
eaten to death and shot. I got more serious things to talk about.
Oh, beaten to death. That reminds me.
All right, so... Joey, you're going to run down the hall after Jose?
Yeah.
All right, that's your turn. Frosty, you're up.
I am in pursuit of Jeffrey because I see him trying to leave. I know that I have to get upstairs to get what I need to get, and I've sent Joey to try to get, you know, Jose. So.
Well, I've got a head start because he was kind enough to throw me.
I was.
Dex times 3.
Ooh.
No.
92 on a 36.
All right, so, again, you try to go charging up the stairs.
These are tricky stairs.
Well, you have to go around the corner.
That's the corner.
See, you gotta go around the corner, so it's possible that that's tricky.
The door. You don't really make it past Jeffrey.
Jeffrey is
scrambling. You run into him, and it's kind of a bottleneck with the two of you on the stairs. So.
That's fine. I take a bottleneck.
Neither one of you falls down. Neither one of you gets hurt.
Good.
And now we're up to... Andrew, you're just slowly wandering back.
Yeah,
through the dining room with your
level extended.
Level.
Yep,
like a gun.
Yep.
You start mouthing.
That'd probably be more along the lines of yum,
yum.
All right, that's creepier than what I had. So.
Yeah.
All right, Jeffrey, you're up.
I'm good.
Okay, that's one more turn. I'm going to keep on running.
All right, Dex times 3.
Don't fail again.
Slam the door.
I passed that time.
You passed this time.
Yeah.
Okay, so, Frosty, just as you're trying to pass Jeffrey, he scrambles to his feet, runs up the stairs, and slams the door shut.
And locks it.
The locking is going to be
a second action.
All right. Well.
So I'm going to say, Frosty, if you don't rush the QB, as it were, you're going to get locked in the fucking basement with horrible space vampires.
Right. Understood.
All right.
Hopefully, I roll better than a 90, and I'll be fine.
Oh, I think I was reading about this monstery thing accidentally before I came here. Some sort of space vampire king or something.
The story,
Starspawn?
The story is called The Shambler from the Stars, and it's by Robert Bloch.
It was my encyclopedia of
horribleness.
I think you have one, too.
Yeah, Eric got it for me. It's somewhere around. anyhow, so Jose, this is your fifth round, correct?
Yep.
Yes.
Not all right, sure. So your catatonia wears off.
Oh, really?
I knew it was ghosts!
You, again, like I said, have this feeling that you just walked through a field of pollen on a spring day.
Okay.
Except it's slightly different because you can feel it moving.
Ew. It's laid eggs on your face.
Make me a sand check.
That's good.
Your sanity effect wears off. Just in time for you to go insane again.
Nope, that's a 98.
Well, it's not a critical fail.
Oh, good.
So,
oh, perfect shit. Roll, dice. Thank you.
I think Meyer's
seven.
That's it.
I think Meyer is.
What
gone.
Is that? What does that bring you down to? Four. Out of your total,
36 out of 50.
That is
36 out of 50. Oh, yeah, that's more than a fifth. That's more than a fifth. That's a permanent insanity.
Thanks, boss.
Wait, the problem is he was already half insane to begin with.
Yeah.
Is megalomania insanity?
All right. So we'll deal with your permanent psychological damage
if you survive.
But I'm gonna go with claustrophobia and fear of the dark too, because you know being forcibly dragged into a hole in the wall is definitely going to fuck you up as far as confined dark spaces go.
Especially while something is strangling.
Yeah. So your instinct now is just to get the fuck out of here.
Then I'm gonna run.
So yeah, you The pincers that are choking the life out of you let you slip through. You feel it scratch the side of your neck. Okay. You don't take any damage. That's just superficial. as you scramble through the hole, and then you hear that same kind of tittering laughter.
I'm just gonna run.
And you're booking it out of there.
I'm guessing it's not actually laughter.
No, it's just
it's a horrible
noise. They're talking to you.
Yeah.
Voltic.
Yeah.
You are still standing at the base of the stairs in the basement, wondering what the fuck's going on.
Well,
with a 45, with a 38 automatic in your hand. What do you do?
Well, I'm gonna run into the room because I saw Mr. McNabb going that way.
Okay.
So I'm gonna go and follow after him to see, because I assuming he's going that way. That Jose, right?
Jose.
When it was going in that direction as well. So I'm gonna go run in there and try and help.
Okay. You saw the skeleton already?
No, I did not.
You did not. Okay, so you walk through the hole in the wall, you see the skeleton.
Hole in the wall, skeleton, sand check.
Okay, sand check.
Yeah, that was... You know, well, I am a contractor. This wouldn't be the first skeleton I found in the wall.
Sand check.
I'd pass.
Pass the sand. Damn it. Okay, so you lose one.
I want everyone to be insane. Me especially.
Look,
all right, you see...
The tech guys, they were steady guys.
Yeah,
they're rock solid.
Yeah, we've seen it all.
All right.
We also bring firearms to a
job for the mob once.
Yeah, about that was rock solid.
Plenty of bodies in those walls.
I want to have everybody out by 11, so we got about 20 minutes to finish this up.
Yeah.
All right.
To a place, I mean... If you all manage to get out of the house, we can go into session 3.
That's
fine. If you guys want, but...
you don't think that's very likely,
that's
do
entirely
you?
Up to you.
It's entirely up to the rolls.
I don't want to go more than like 10 or 20 minutes over, though.
So. Okay.
Yeah. Nope. All right. I have to go to
the next episode. We
He's got
to
go work. He's got to work in the morning. And if he doesn't do a good job, I'll hear about it.
Yeah.
I don't do a good job.
You kept Ryan up too late.
I would hear about it. Trust me, I would hear about it.
So
actually,
Joey,
I don't think anyone would notice.
You are walking down the hall. You hear a scream that sounds like Jose, and he comes scrambling out of the door at the end of the hall.
Do I, like, catch him?
Well, yeah. That's up to you.
That's up to you. What do you? His basic notion is just to get the hell out of there.
Yes,
I would say that like it's dark. I don't notice him, so he kind of gets by.
So you shoot me.
So he walks. He walks by.
Will doesn't have a gun.
He runs. He just dashes past you like you're not.
Will's got a pizza. And what the hell does he have? I mean, all
right. So Will, yeah. What do you?
Will, do you still have the pizza?
No. Do you have your camera? You still have your camera, correct?
Yeah.
So you can switch it to night shot and get.
I do get the night shot. I switched it to night shot already, but I go down with camera. I basically see Jose come right down the hall and.
Yeah. So what do you do? Do you turn and go with him, or do you push forward and see what the hell he's running from?
Because
you have not seen.
You got to get good footage, Will.
Yeah, you do.
Well, I'll sand check, Will.
Well, I'm going to follow, you know what, even though I have to go down there at some point, I think I want to capture Jose being scared out of his mind first.
Frosty's out there.
Frosty's, from what I saw, Frosty was holding you down.
That's true.
Yeah, you hear scrambling on the stairs.
Yeah, he hasn't, I sent him away.
I'm going to run after Jose as well, like, with the camera.
It makes sense. It's a good action for him.
And since this is a new action, really, you roll my camera?
Yeah, he's not going to go where Jose was. He's going to follow Jose.
Oh my god, Jose got dragged over there against his will. Now he's running as fast as he can away from over there.
I wonder what happened.
36.
Being nice and
36,
dice.
So you pass.
Yeah, opposite James is dice.
You get some really good dramatic footage of Jose. You get like a nice... frantic close-up of his face.
Does he see what's on my face?
You can see through the night shot that his face sort of glows in an odd way as the infrared light shines over it.
I'm sure nothing bad's going to happen from that.
Nothing as bad has happened to Jose yet.
No.
He's
a freaking awesome.
Yeah, you've been pretty lucky.
Yeah, I follow him.
You follow him?
Yeah.
All right, Frosty, you're up.
I'm attempting to get... You know, I know he closed the door. My forward momentum's still there, so I guess I'm going to run into the door as he's closing it.
You're going to channel your college days?
Yeah, I mean, I guess that's the best thing I got.
All right, so give me a dex times 4. We'll go with.
Dex times 4. 57. So let me see. What's my dex? 12? 48. Damn it!
Yeah. Sorry.
You're good at getting really close.
I'm so close.
We're gonna die.
I mean, I just don't burst through the door. I mean,
right.
You know.
So you get to the top of the stairs, but you really don't have the leverage. He's
right.
Got it braced. So you slam into a closed door.
Fair enough.
Now we're up to Andrew, who is, again, just sort of wandering toward...
I guess I'm wandering towards Jeffrey now.
Yes.
He's Jeffrey.
with your level gun.
this is my picture. Just putting the level up to your head and going, bang, bang, bang.
Well, how many turns does he have left for the sanity?
He's got a few more.
I think you're down to 3 or 4 more turns.
Why don't you put it on silent?
Why not?
Because we're recording.
The only thing I remember is last time I asked you guys all said a half hour.
Yeah, because you said half hour when he first had it happen.
Since we weren't in combat when I rolled for that, make me another POW times 5 check. I'll let you roll every turn to sort of get your wits.
That makes sense.
Okay, so I want to fail this on purpose. Yes. 67. I did not pass.
All right, so you're still crazy. And
you know, it's not fair. He wants to be insane. It's not fair.
He's
scaring himself.
There's no help here.
Oh, you've got Valtic.
I wasn't going to be a help anyway.
I feel like.
I have skills in lockpicking, and I have my tool bag with me. So
right,
I can always just pop the hinges.
That's good.
You know,
there's a sledgehammer downstairs, too.
Oh, there
okay.
Is a
Yeah, there is.
There's a sledgehammer downstairs.
You're going to lock the door.
I'd hate to be my own party pooper. There's also the other set of stairs.
Like outside, though, right?
I didn't know that. I keep forgetting that. I didn't know about those.
Well,
I did think of that, but I wasn't going to say it.
You know something? I thought of it too. So,
I mean, I thought of it too, but I'm like, well, I'm too insane to actually conceptualize that.
Yeah, so you just, I'm going to lock them in the basement. Damn fuckers.
Exactly.
All right. Right. So,
and I thought, don't tell them about that. They'll leave. You know,
so my bet would be on a lockdown. That door would be locked. That'd be my guess.
Well, see, oh, that is true. It is a lockdown.
Here's the way,
so that
here's
would
the way
be.
That I figured it. Bart is a creepy caretaker who takes pleasure in locking you guys in. So there's a chain link fence around that set of stairs with a gate, and that gate is chained shut. So
right.
You would have to climb over it.
Forgot about that. Forgot about Bart.
Yeah, no, I haven't. I
didn't forget about Bart.
Shoot the
there he is.
Not my first rodeo. I've been locked in houses before.
Yeah. So Andrew, you're still crazy. What do you do?
I could think there's one roll. One roll would be nice.
Yeah. No, the only person in the room with you is
Jackman. Maybe I'll walk up right next to him and yell, "Got away." Because Meyer just got away.
Yeah, I did.
And then, yeah, I did.
All right, so, Jeffrey.
Yes.
You're still braced against the door.
What sort of locks does this door have?
Hundreds of locks. Yeah, we'll say there's a bolt
lock.
It's just a basement door.
Right,
so
I
it's
know.
Not...
You have one of those turn locks, probably.
Yeah,
like the ones that you don't need a key for.
It's an older
like
one,
a screwdriver.
Yeah.
we'll say there's a chain too.
Okay, I'm gonna lock the door shut.
Okay.
Is that my whole turn?
Yeah, that's your whole turn.
Okay.
But it's locked now, so.
Oh, I erased that. Did I erase that?
Derek, if you wanna try to plow through it, it's matching strength against the door.
Okay.
Jose.
No.
You.
I'm running.
You are running. You are out into the basement again, proper now.
I'm running.
You have two choices. You can run left or you can run right. To your left, there's a small alcove with a door that leads to the outside. To your right are the stairs that lead up and the rest of the basement.
I'm running up the stairs.
Which stairs?
I should say. That rolls higher. The upstairs.
All right, so you go into the small alcove, wrench open the door, and start to run up the brick stairs to the outside. Pretty much as I described. at the top of the stairs, you see a high chain link fence. Yeah. The gate is chained shut.
Is there barbed wire?
No barbed wire. He's not that fucking crazy. Yeah. But he definitely didn't want you guys leaving the house.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to start climbing if I could.
All right, next turn, that'll next be you. Turn. Rodolfo, Voltic Rodolfo Strand, you're still standing in
Sorry.
The basement, aren't you?
Well, no, I went to follow
well, that's
him.
That's right, you went to
so
follow
him. So I figured I saw those two running in the opposite direction and
right.
seeing that figuring
well,
he
now
got
you,
away.
You saw Jose bolt past you,
yeah.
And Joey is hot on his heels but has not left the room yet.
I get it. Yeah, I think I'm. I could either yell at him to say, "What are you doing?" and come on, or I could follow him because he was the main concern at the time.
True.
I'm gonna follow Jose.
All right. You walk out into the basement. You see the door to the outside has been pulled open and just left swinging.
Mm-hmm.
You gonna follow him?
Yeah, I'm gonna go up. I'm gonna scream into the room and then start going up the stairs. Say, "Come on, what are you doing?" And then just follow him up the stairs.
All right, Joey, you're next. You see, Voltic. Jose runs past and he turns, follows Jose out. You can keep going.
I'm gonna keep chasing after. This is gold, gold.
All right.
Wait, you're not gonna be screaming gold
Frosty.
Because then that would be terrible. All right. Gold,
well,
gold.
So I'm mouthing it.
I'm assuming I'm going to hear a lock get thrown because I'm on the other side of the door.
Yeah.
Fine. So, fine. Would I hear, I mean, there's a lot going on, would I hear activity down the steps?
Yeah, you hear running.
Okay.
Well, we both were, I was screaming for
right.
him to follow.
Yeah.
Okay.
You hear, come on, and then,
right.
gold, this is gold.
Okay.
Well, I'm not
it's amazing how quickly shit hit the fan.
Yep.
This whole thing has been like a minute.
Yeah, it's bad.
I'm not screaming gold. I'm mouthing gold.
It's all your fault.
That's right.
It's all your fault.
All right, so.
Putting the barks on it. But I didn't know about it. I wouldn't.
I'm going to head back down the stairs for the sledgehammer.
All right. For right now, I'll take us out of combat. So let's go around. Meyer, you reach the chain link fence.
I'm gonna climb it.
You're gonna climb it. Give me a climb check. I'm pretty sure that's still on the POC sheet.
It is.
Yes. Starts at 40.
Yep, 62.
You did just get half your blood sucked out of your body.
All right, yeah, you are too weak to climb this fence. So you guys see him, you know, you look up the stairs.
I fail and I start crying.
Yeah, you fail. You don't really have the strength to get up. You just slump down and start weeping like a child. How do you guys react to this? You're filming it. You've got a gun in your hand.
How's the fence is closed by a. How is the fence closed up? It's like chain shut.
It's chain shut, and there's a padlock.
Okay. I'm gonna try and pick the lock. So I.
All right. So you're gonna go
padlock.
Yeah, I would try to shoot the lock, but I could see that ending badly. So yeah,
that's an incredibly bad idea.
Yeah.
Right.
Being a firearm enthusiast, I know the complications that could happen.
Right. People who aren't in movies understand you shouldn't really do that.
No, I understand you shouldn't do that.
I believe it. I want to do that, but I'm going to probably shoot Meyer, and I really don't want
Remember
that to happen.
What I said before about being the little devil on everyone's shoulder.
All right. So James, give me a lockpick check.
16 out of 40.
All right, you pick the lock. It comes open. You know, you can pull the chain out, open the gate.
All right, I'm gonna go over to Jose and try and pick him up and carry him out, like arm around the shoulder. Come on, buddy, we gotta go.
You know what might be good to keep?
What?
A chain and a padlock.
All right, so you guys are leaving the house. Frosty, you walk back down the stairs?
Yeah, I walk back down the stairs. I hear the activity. I hear the running. I walk down the stairs to get the sledgehammer. And I'm assuming I would, in that location, I would hear the activity from them.
Yeah.
So I head to the, out the back steps.
Okay, you see the door ajar. You look up the steps. They are leaving the premises through a gate.
Okay. I am following with a sledgehammer. Because I'm no fool.
Ryan, how much longer do I want to kill these people?
Once you get your senses, you know, you kind of realize, holy shit, I just tried to kill that guy to save my own life.
Great, now I have guilt.
So I can erase murder from my mental disorder.
You can erase homicidal mania.
Good.
You sort of get a hold of yourself. Chris, if you don't want to resume your wits, yeah, no, you don't have to. So you turn around and you see Andrew McNamara, the lawyer, holding a level, aiming it at you like a gun.
What? Stop that!
Stop that! The level goes flying out of my hand when he pushes it away.
I'm going to grab him and shake him. Snap out of it!
Snap out of it!
Oh, forget. I'm going to go try the front door. Obviously, it's bolted shut,
it's,
right?
It's chain shut.
I follow.
Do I see them outside yet?
Give me a spot hidden check.
So I'm assuming there's glass on the front door.
Yeah.
Well, we blacked out the windows.
The windows are blacked out.
I fell anyway. So.
And, we came out the back door.
Yeah.
That's true.
You could have spotted them through the kitchen window, but yeah, you're right. You blocked them
right.
out. So.
In that case, I'm going to grab a nearby chair, break one of the windows, and climb out.
All right. You guys are rounding the premises. When you hear a window shatter, a chair comes flying out into the yard.
Followed shortly by another chair.
And you hear me going, Jesus Christ, you almost hit me with that.
Jesus Christ, you almost hit me with that thing.
Oh, God.
It's on my face.
I'm going to scramble out the window.
It's on my face. Followed
shortly by.
You scrambling out the window.
All right. So you guys are all in the front yard.
What's on my face? What's on my face?
What's on my face?
What's on my face? What's on my face?
Oh my God, what the hell is on his face?
You guys look at his face. Make me a spot hidden check. Anyone who examines him closely.
Nope.
If anyone
else.
Nope.
Yep, I saw it.
67
or 50. I saw it.
Okay, all of you, sand checks.
So I didn't.
I didn't even see that.
Yes! 67, I failed again.
Nope, I failed that time.
Oh, shit.
Oh, good.
66.
Hey, what is that? So,
like, what's on your face?
I rolled a 33 for the last one. And a 66 this time.
66. Will, you lose two. James, did you pass?
No.
No.
Yeah.
All right, James. You lose three.
Ouch. That
could have been worse.
It could be.
No, you didn't pass.
He's also already insane.
Two. Oh. All right, so how many have you left? How many have you lost?
I've lost five.
You lost five? All right, that's temporary insanity.
But that wasn't in one turn.
That was one turn, though.
No, no, it's within an hour.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that'll do it. So you've got 15 minutes.
Yeah.
That's true.
One.
Uh-oh.
Will, you have a choice. Uh-oh. When you see what you see, you can either faint dead away or start screaming.
I'll scream too.
Personally, I think he's a fainter.
I do kind of think he's a fainter.
James, how much have you lost?
I've lost five altogether, but I think I lost one of them like really early on.
I faint.
No, it's the same hour.
Yeah, it's been within an hour, so you get a temp and sand too. Three, we're rolling all over the board here.
Oh,
I love it. Physical hysterics or emotional outburst.
Oh, that's
laughing,
great.
Crying, etc.
That's amazing. That's amazing.
So James has uncontrollable laughter.
James starts laughing. And Chris, how much have you lost total?
Seven.
Seven. Okay, so what's your total, Max?
55.
All right. So
I didn't lose seven. One, two.
You lost five before and two now.
Then why is 49 plus 7 55? It's not.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
It should be
58. 48. I just didn't cross one off?
Yeah.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
6, 1, 7. 2. No.
Oh, that's right. I guess because the point counts itself.
Oh, right. Yeah, okay. Right.
All
right.
So, Chris, you're not quite a permanent insane yet.
Damn it.
I'm blown away.
You guys look at Jose's face, and you can tell that whatever is on his face, at first it looks sort of sticky.
Is it moving?
You can see things swimming in it.
Does it look like sperm?
And they look like they're heading into his nose.
Well, I'm gonna just start bursting out laughing.
It's going in his nose.
Basically, you hear this.
You got laughter in stereo.
Ryan,
mm-hmm.
I'm starting up the band.
You're just leaving?
I'll wait for them to get in because I don't want to just murder them. But I'm starting up the van.
All right. So here's where we go from here.
I have
here.
Some water to wash my face.
We can either do a third session where you guys try to put this thing to bed. Or we can go into epilogue mode now, and I can tell you how this works out for all of you.
Ryan, in all fairness, me leaving is putting this to bed.
Okay, you're just never going back.
No.
Are you ever going to investigate again?
No.
No, okay. All right.
What about the footage?
We have the footage.
All the footage would be in the van. Right. All wired out to the van.
Yeah.
Right. We have the footage.
All
right,
so you
best,
guys...
Well, I don't know, right? That depends on how lucrative a deal they'll offer me after this episode.
But it would have to be a fucking lot.
Yeah.
All right.
And a lot of psychology lessons.
All right. James, you guys all get in the van?
Yeah.
Well, we have two vans.
I see him going, and I'm like, oh, God, he's going to get to the van.
I hope they clean my face.
I go, guys, come on.
All right. Could you, like...
Clean off Jose, and let's go.
Guys, come on. Clean off Jose. Let's go.
I give him my...
Because I guess I can see that there's something on his face, right?
Yeah,
I'm not
you don't want to look too closely.
I give him my bottle of hand sanitizer that's in my tool bag for the times I cut myself.
All right. Working. So what do you do? Just like
I just go.
I'm not touching it, but I'm giving it to the sanitizer.
You spread Purell all over your face. It burns like hell, but you don't give a shit. All right, you
also get you high because
you
of all the alcohol going up your nose.
Yeah. You're also like blowing out your nose and everything. Like
you all get in the vans and drive away. Andrew, what are you doing?
I'm following them. They get into the vans. I'm right behind them.
Laughing and repeating. Get it. I don't know.
Because I'm pretty sure those three are going together. I'm going with yeah. Jeffrey.
So I guess you're coming with us.
Yeah, you're with them.
All right. Okay.
So if you're imitating James's laughter, you're most likely following him.
Right.
Yeah, you're right. If he's laughing and not shutting up, I'm probably just following him. He's making the most noise. So
you have to carry Will into the throw of the
exactly.
back.
Exactly.
That's okay. He can do it.
I know. It's just funny.
I'm laughing hysterically as I'm disconnecting the cords from the stuff in the car to the house and just throwing it. We can get more.
You left all your equipment.
Really? I was just going to drive.
I'm also disconnecting things, but I don't know what I'm doing.
Well, he's still with a foot.
Oh, yeah. Everything.
I don't give a fuck.
We leave a sign at the door. Get out. just get out.
All right. Frosty, I'm guessing you didn't take your camera, did you?
I'm going to say I didn't. I mean...
It's still lying on the basement floor recording.
Yeah, I mean, I would, at that point...
Did he drop his camera to fight, then he grabbed the sledgehammer instead of the camera.
Unless you grabbed it while you were running out.
So that was filming the entire time.
I gotta think about motivation. Do you need a luck check, or what do you think?
I'm gonna say it's up to you. If you think that he grabbed it, you know, out of loyalty to the show, or, you know...
Well, I mean, this is kind of like a half of one situation, because on one hand, he had locked us into a basement.
Yeah.
My first thought was a way to get out. I go down to grab the sledgehammer. Now, the camera would have been right by the sledgehammer.
Right.
So I'm thinking I probably would have grabbed it if I'm going out that way.
Right.
Especially if you're always carrying the camera around.
Right, and if combat is over, I'm not thinking of... Yeah, so I probably would have grabbed it. Hindsight being 20/20.
All right, so I will.
You will allow it.
You grab it.
You probably own the stuff on Myers.
You have all of the footage. So here's the way.
Well,
here's
I got
the way
footage
this,
too.
You also have.
Yeah, it's all because all the stuff wired out to the van, which is where we had all this.
We had the static cam with the brick flying out, and probably the static cam probably caught a great shot of that thing grabbing Meyer.
We needed Frosty's camera for that awesome interview with old Bob.
We have the entity on.
Oh, Bob!
You should probably get going. I've been working a half hour, so that's why I'm...
Holy crap, where are you going?
Night job.
I know you worked a night job. I thought you had a day job.
Nope.
All right. Well, enjoy your night job.
I'm not running away yet. Bathroom.
I understand.
All right, so epilogue mode. You guys have done significant damage to Willow's house.
Which Will said he would pay for.
It was one window and one brick wall.
Well...
No, Will said he'd pay for the wall.
Not the two windows.
I do recall.
No, it was the same window.
I'll pay for it.
I thought you went on a different
window. I'll pay for it.
All right, so she is going to present you with quite a bill.
I'm going to tell her to get out.
Get out of your office.
You didn't even see it.
He saw alien sperm cells on
the
face.
Like in the mail? You know that show you made about the mail?
No, because I think she'd call and complain.
Well, she'd call his office first.
Oh, she's not getting an answer there.
If you were going to deny her request, you're going to get a call from her very traumatized lawyer.
No.
No, that's not her lawyer anymore.
No.
Her lawyer is not a loony bitch.
If he's no longer insane, he wants nothing to do with her.
Okay. So, well, you're going to get a call from...
As soon as he collects his bill.
Yeah, whoever she gets hires to replace...
I don't even know if I'd go after them.
Chris.
Well, I am a lawyer.
Is going to... Well, here's the thing. Do you think you would do it as long as you never had to set foot in the house again?
Does he go for the money, or does he just...
You don't have a permanent insanity. Eventually, you will clear up and realize that you're no longer in danger.
I think you're right. I would call her back and be like, what the fuck was up with that, and where's my goddamn money, and probably then never talk to me again.
All right. So you get her to pay you for the billing hours that she accrued. And then you never speak to her again.
I think,
lose my number.
I think there was also a bit of traumatic experience pay in there that she's going to give me unless she wants to see me in court for an awfully long time.
Pain and suffering.
All right. Well,
I extort the shit out of her.
All right. She is terrified. She will pay it. She calls up your office to try to get payment on her bill. Well, first of all...
In fact, I wouldn't mind representing him now.
First of all, you get back
with that footage. What a true ambulance chaser he is.
What? You get back with that footage, and...
first of all, week-long special.
Johnny the editor is really amazed because it's the least amount of footage that he's ever seen from one of your shows.
It's actually a manageable amount.
Right.
Yes.
It's only about 20 hours of footage.
And it's really good. It's really good. Johnny does wonderful things with this because he's used to spinning shit into gold. And
well,
now he gets
he's, and now he's spinning gold into platinum.
Basically, yes.
You're just spinning shit into ratings.
So he does amazing things with this footage.
Do we make it like a 4-hour special or something like that because of how much stuff we did?
It's a double-length episode. And you know, it pretty much secures your spot in the schedule if you want it. However, Jose... Yes. You, as the weeks go on, get sicker and sicker and sicker. Mm. You go to doctor after doctor, specialist after specialist. Eventually, you get a diagnosis: atypical hemophilia.
Mm. Oh yeah.
I see. That's unfortunate.
Yeah, you're gonna die.
So yeah, Jose's days are numbered, and.
Well, you can live with hemophilia, right? As long as you don't cut yourself.
Yeah, but I don't think it's really hemophilia.
It like, it's like porphyric hemophilia.
Yeah, that's true.
You know what?
It's alien sperm swam up his nose hemophilia.
Well, I figured it was like a side effect.
Joe just spends the rest of his days sitting on a porch swing with a fishing hat over his head.
Jose, when he finds out that, he takes out a death sentence, so he throws the biggest party ever.
That's right, that's what he would do.
And then commit suicide.
Okay, so you guys
have that actually does sound most, like what he would do.
In the biggest, most elaborate way ever.
You guys, at
a climax of the party, yeah, and then just kill myself.
You guys have
you ride a motorcycle into a flaming spike pit.
an end of the season bash. Yeah. To celebrate the success of your show, it airs. The party is the night of the special airing. You watch it. You get thrilled calls from McAllister because the ratings are just phenomenal. They're the best they've ever been. And then Jose, at the end of the party, you get up in front of the crowd. You make a lovely speech in classic Jose style, even though you're ill. and everybody is just sort of like, yeah, that's great, yeah, Jose.
Can I drive I figure I'm in like a big tower. I want to drive I want to do a backflip off of off the roof of this building on a dirt bike. And
okay, wait.
You're
not taping this. This is just
this is the wrap party.
It's a rooftop party.
There you go.
So you guys have a big screen set up. You're watching the episode, live on television. And Jose goes, "All right, I have one more thing to do, everyone, and then I'm out." And he goes into sort of like a little storage closet that they have on the roof, where they usually keep the tables because they throw a lot of rooftop gatherings. And he pulls out a motorbike, starts it up.
Jose, what are you doing?
Like that. You throw up the horns.
Later, motherfucker.
Rock and roll.
Don't dynamo out.
Here comes the engine and drives.
Jumps off into the
sunset. There's no platform, so what really happens is the bike hits the side of the building. You go flying. You do a backflip.
Yeah.
Can he smack into the building next door?
He goes through the window.
You fall about 23 floors and on the sidewalk.
You live in Las Vegas.
But that's not where the studio would be. You'd be in L.A. for this.
He
jumps off the roof and accidentally into that.
Cell phone.
What's that ride where you jump off the top and the thing stops you?
A bungee jump?
No, it's not a bungee jump.
Oh, with the air?
The air stops you.
Yeah.
It'd be hilarious. He
catapults off the thing to try to kill himself and accidentally lands on the thing and just floats down safely to the bottom.
It's, right. But what happens is like that, but without the floating safely.
Yeah. Right. It's just like that.
He floats safely to the bottom, and the motorcycle falls on him.
Right. It's like that with a bigger splat.
Everything goes frosty, my
will. We have that? The motorcycle falls on the roof right after that. He lands also on the motorcycle.
No, the motorcycle's still on the roof.
Yeah. I figured, but like, if he hits it, it would like kind of cartwheel him off. The momentum would have made it go forward.
The motorcycle went up, and when I said backflip, I meant front flip. He goes, you know.
In my will, everything goes to Frosty.
Every,
my number one buddy.
All right, so Frosty, you inherit a shitload of money.
I do indeed.
You're also so used to pointing a camera at Jose that you were filming his death.
I certainly was.
And that gets a whole fuck ton of hits on YouTube.
It does indeed. Because that's exactly how he would have wanted it, too.
You could probably
sell it to TMZ.
Yeah, I also make Jose the new producer of
Jose's dead.
All right, so
Frosty's also the producer. You guys
get an offer. From the network, from McAllister, because it did so well, you know, brings you into his office. I'm terribly sorry to hear about Jose. It was such a tragedy. You know, we never knew that he could do anything like that.
Really? Have you met the guy?
Let's think about the future here. I definitely see potential in this combination.
I appreciate the offer, but I think I'm done with television.
Radio, that's where the real
I think I'm going to write a book and retire far, far away.
Well, I was debating, because he's more of a scientist than a showman, so I was debating whether he was going to now like try to devote his life to finding out more about these things, or just forget it ever happened and find something else to do.
Well, it's up to you.
Well, you're never going
to
forget what happened.
I think you
would want to think, like, you would want to go, I don't want to deal with it, but it would still be there.
I think for a few weeks, I'm just like, nope, fuck it, I don't want to have anything to do with it. But after a while, because I do have a high paranormal occult rating anyway.
Right. I got an idea. I have an idea that as the episode airs and stuff, a couple weeks later, like, men in black suits show up and glasses.
Well, here's the thing. You guys, nobody got any good footage of the monsters.
Right.
So, the footage as shown, nobody objects to that. Because all you really see is Meyer getting dragged off horribly.
Right. Flying bricks.
Flying bricks.
Very paranormal, ghosty kind of thing.
Yeah, except real serious shit.
Right.
I made some cool drawings, though, before I died.
So, Alex, you do a bunch of research into
cool
this.
Cool drawings, paintings.
You eventually track down an old text published in Germany in the 16th century, written in Latin, called De Vermis Mysteries.
Okay. I've come across that book in other COC games.
We have?
Yep.
And it has a spell in there for summoning what the text calls in roughly translated Latin a shambler from the stars,
which sucks the blood out of people. And
yes, they're very difficult to control, and they're ravenous hunters.
Okay, makes sense.
I'm going to go on a limb here and say that Ephraim summoned this some bitch.
he dumped this thing. The real out for you guys was to go talk to Ephraim's grandson.
Yeah.
Who was there at the time. He saw the whole thing, and he could have pointed you toward...
Ephraim's grandson was dead.
No, he was alive.
No, but he died. That was why I put the
question. No, his other grandson.
Oh,
no,
okay.
He had two grandsons.
He had another, yeah, he had more...
I figured not looking up his family was our mistake.
Yeah, because if you
wrote it down, he was there. Alex, he was thinking.
No.
Good job investigating.
He had he had his
That's why your show sucked.
His grandson. I can't remember his fucking name.
That's why you failed your show, because you didn't investigate good enough.
I can roll my fast talk and see if it went up.
Oh yeah, I can level up my library using my occult.
I didn't roll anything crazy low.
I think I did. I forgot what I rolled though.
Ezekiel.
Ezekiel.
His name was Ezekiel. You could have tracked down Ezekiel and Ruth.
Yeah,
because Ruth was actually the one who helped Lionel wall himself up in the basement. Because basically what happened was he knew that he had to distract those things. And
things?
Yeah, there were a lot of them in there. So if you guys had hung around for a little longer, you know, if they had gone in, they would have been attacked too. Because they were basically the way I conceived it, because
Meyer was the bait.
In the actual fiction, the Star Vampires just sort of feed and leave. There's nothing that keeps them there. They go back to wherever the hell they're from after they eat. Ephraim found a way to keep them there. Get it going. Okay. Mwah. Good night. Thank you. Good night.
Good night, everybody.
Good night. Good night.
Enjoy your night shift.
I love you. Bye, Kitty.
Well, I love you.
And we have that on recording.
So had you talked to Ezekiel, depending on how you approached him, he might have referred you to his sister Ruth, who is in an old folks' home suffering from early onset Alzheimer's. But really, she's just crazy because she started dabbling in her grandfather's stuff.
Right.
She figured out what had happened, but couldn't figure out how to dismiss the spell. So the best thing they figured out how to do, Lionel was with her on this because his wife and daughter died in the house. And he knew that, you know, obviously he knew that his daughter wasn't there for months rotting in her bedroom.
Right.
And his wife just developed a mysterious blood disease, so he figured something, so he started doing his own research, and he found Ruth, and the two of them put up that brick wall.
So that was Lionel's body inside.
That was Lionel's body, yes.
I had a guess on that.
Yeah.
All right, so what we're saying is the three of us have to take this money I got from Jose and go blow those fuckers up, right?
We just plant C4 all around the house.
I'll leave you guys with this. A few months after the whole incident, Willow Bainbridge ends up shutting down her B&B because of mysterious fatalities that keep occurring on the premises.
Now that there's no wall.
Yeah.
Yes.
And that episode, I kept saying, you're going to kill him. So, yeah! Number one.
I figured we just opened the floodgates and
let them out. Can I say that I warned her to shut it down first?
To be fair, we left the gate and the door and the giant gaping hole open.
Yeah.
And you
left the window wide open.
Is there any particular reason why all these rooms were lined up, Ryan?
Because the Star Vampires were basically shoving themselves through the HVAC ducts.
It wasn't air ducts.
Yes.
Yeah, to get at people, because they were trapped in that room, they couldn't feed. And the way I conceived it was, since they were stuck there, you know, because they're space aliens, why the hell not? They went into stasis, you know, so they could survive and, you know, for decades hibernating.
Yeah.
Like the thing.
Cinematically speaking, the sequence with Jose busting down the wall, everyone warning him not to, and then, you know, and then grabbing some stuff, turning around and getting grabbed by a mysterious thing.
Awesome.
Cinematically, that's a great freaking scene.
So, what did you guys think?
I liked it.
I liked it.
I had a lot of fun with that one.
It was surprisingly unbloody for a COC module.
But it could have been more so.
Someone had half their blood sucked out.
But we didn't see it.
It sucked into an alien.
The one thing I don't see a possible way anyone can actually win in that game besides just running away and no one getting...
Well, you kind of have to know a little bit what you're getting into.
We could have not broken the wall down.
If Jose hadn't just gone down there with a sledgehammer and broken the wall,
we would have had a little more time.
We would have been able to figure out a way to defeat those things.
Well, if you had talked to Ezekiel Eastfield and, you know, gotten his part of the story, depending on how well you interacted with him, he could have pointed you toward Ruth, and she knew where all her grandfather's papers were. So you potentially could have figured it out. I do agree with you, Meyer. I wrote it to be sort of a no-win scenario.
Okay. But, I wasn't complaining. I just...
What would have been the trick to killing them?
The way I wrote it was the thing that was keeping them there was it was called a sleeping stone. Mm-hmm. It was basically a piece of quartz that Dr. McClellan was using as a paperweight, and Ephraim Eastfield, the reason that he wouldn't leave is because he was chanting, and he chanted for like a half hour to put a spell thing. on the quartz. Mm-hmm. So you would have had to have cast the anti-spell on it.
And then they would have been able to leave.
It would have taken a long time. And then they would have been able to leave, and then you would have had to have... They would have fed and left.
So...
They would have
fed on us.
Yeah, it was...
So the winning scenario
is... The winning scenario is that you somehow survive long enough to cast a really lengthy and difficult spell on a piece of rock.
And then die.
And then survive long enough to let the star vampires feed on you or someone else.
I'm assuming my gun would have done nothing to them.
They have armor against firearms, so bullets do half damage.
Okay.
Hey, half damage is still half damage.
It's still something.
That's still damage that we weren't doing before.
Yeah, they're not really superhuman in terms of stats, except for strength. They have really high strength.
So I could have hit them with like my monkey wrench, and that would have done more damage than a bullet, or.
Okay.
How are they against samurai swords?
Or sledgehammers?
Bladed weapons would probably be fantastic against them, because they're just nothing but jelly and tentacles.
What about my...
The real trick is that unless they're feeding on blood, they're invisible.
Right.
What about Jose's taser and mace?
That's pretty accurate.
But... Taser probably would have done well against them, because it's energy. Mace... Yeah, you don't know.
Would it have made them visible?
Maybe. You could have like seen the droplets floating. I was gonna be generous and say that the night shot reveals them and invisible.
Like a Predator light bending thing.
Yeah. Because Robert Bloch wrote the original story in the 1930s, and they didn't actually have night vision cameras back then.
Then we did catch it, because usually those ghost shows, they have night vision all the time.
But keep going.
Well, you guys had the lights on.
Right. We didn't have night
vision. You had night vision when
you walked into the dark room. And you
right.
We didn't have, like, infrared, like, you know.
Oh, those lights were on.
Yeah.
Okay, I didn't hear that.
I
thought it was dark.
Yeah, it was dark inside the room.
Yeah, inside the room.
The basement was lit.
Remember, because
when the lockdown happened, I thought that meant the lights go out too. Is that how the show works?
Yeah, that's what I thought.
All ghost hunting shows.
Right, but I thought he had locked us in, but we hadn't shut the place down yet.
Right,
you guys were
still early on in the lockdown when Jose ran down the stairs and
right.
Because I thought all the lights in the basement were still on. Remember when Maya was getting dragged, I said, you see the light from the basement sort of receding.
I think the light might have been from, like, one of the cameras. I thought that was, like...
No.
I was with you, Ryan.
When they turn off the lights and use the night shot, it's all dark, and it's just infrared light.
Well, no, they also use, because I've seen it on the shows, they also have, like, some lights facing down, they have, like, some lights on. Like, they have, like, emergency lights on and stuff, so that they don't bump into things.
I'm sure that the lawyers don't let them turn it off completely.
No, Will, have you ever seen where they switch into regular vision and it's just pitch black? All they have is the little monitor there. Through most of it.
Especially on Ghost Bros, when the guy's like,
right.
dude, you're seeing me right now, but I can't see anything. I can't see anything right now, bro.
That's why
it's dark here. You're seeing because of my vision.
If Alex had said yes to doing another show, I was going to go, then it's time to meet your new... Your new co-host.
What would you say happened to Mike?
Mike, get in here! A guy would... and then have a guy with aviator shades on walks in with an
alphabetical order. So.
MMA shirt.
Ed Hardy?
No, Mike.
Mike Situation
walks in.
He wears like
after this?
Yeah. They wear like Ed Hardy shirts.
Yeah, they were Ed.
Oh, you might be in the second
MMA shirt. So when I said Ed Hardy, you said yes.
Yeah,
and like Ed Hardy.
They wear Ed Hardy and also the other one.
Oh, I know.
That's what it looks like when it's
visible. Frosty can ride again. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah. Which one? That thing?
The Star Vampire.
I was totally going to...
looks like
What's that hairball from Sandman? The magic hairball that the author buys and he gets the muse?
Oh, the...
Yeah, or the author pays for the muse with?
Yes.
Right, I really probably should too.
He gets to see, his demise.
What happened to my character after all this?
I guess you would be part of that offer if you wanted to do it.
I figured I would follow Akos around and be like, because I'm now a full believer as opposed to before.
I would say that the editor has a say and say that he's seen some of the things that he's done and he says I like his questions so he could
and
you
I
could host a show
my, yeah. In my will I said make him the producer because I was the producer.
Alright, so like this is Ragnarok actual play. That was Bad Blood and we're part signing two. Off but Bad Blood Part 2 later everyone.
Bye bye.
Night.
Andrew would have been more than